The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey. All season long, the Panthers play here. Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by
One Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together. 1CU.org, 7 Green Street in Virgins. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol. Sustainable Timber Harvesting and SFI Certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge. Join the movement and support local farms. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your True Value Hardware Store. Autumn Gold Jewelry, they have the Earth's Most Beautiful Gifts, Main Street in Middlebury. The National Bank of Middlebury, offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs with branches in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, Virgins, and online at mbmvt.com. LaVerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury, LaVerge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 in Middlebury. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. Woodware Fine Furniture, offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting and bedding, Route 7 South in Middlebury. Lathrop Forest Products. For more than six generations, Lathrop Forest Products has been proudly serving landowners with a full array of logging and land clearing services. Their professional crew is dedicated to helping clients in logging and timber management. South Street in Middlebury. And Denneker Chevrolet, Route 7 South of Middlebury, and at DennekerChevrolet.com.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
It was a third period meltdown. The Camels from Connecticut College, three unanswered goals in the period, and they skated away with a 4-2 victory. And Brett, we talked about it after the game. They've got to find a way to fix the third period.
They do have to find a way to fix the third period. They got to come out with more intensity. They got to play a full 60 minutes, and that includes all 20 minutes in the third period. By the time they got their legs going in the third, the game was already out of hand. It was 4-2. So, Vinny Gesanti scored a pair of goals last night, but couldn't hold up because of that lack of intensity, if you will, in the third period. From what we saw up here, at least, got to really put it together all 60 minutes if they want to beat a good, tough jumbo team here this afternoon.
Tufts last night was down in the land of the Purple Cow, Williamstown, Massachusetts, and they skated away with a 3-3 overtime tie with Williams. Tufts up on that one 2-0 early on.
Yeah, Tufts was up in that game, and you would expect when you're up in a game and you got Mason Poldy in goal, he's been playing well so far this season, that you could finish it off. But unfortunately for them, Williams got one late in the second, make it a 2-1 game, tied it early in the third. Both teams traded goals after that. Williams getting the game tying goal with 3:14 left to go in the third period and skate away. Tufts, I think it's a game they thought they should have had, end up skating out 3-3.
Last night for the Panthers, it was the Vinny Gesanti story, though. Both Vinny and his right winger, Mark McClellan, had exceptional games, picking up 2 goals and 2 assists. Gesanti started it off for Middlebury at the midway point of that first period last night, and it came off of a pass from Turnbull and McClellan, and it kind of went like this. Face off to the right of Essery. Panthers control the... Dineen out there with McKee at the point. Panthers down low in front. And it's a score! Middlebury! Picking it up, I think it's going to be number 18, Vinny Gesanti, sneaking the Panthers to a 1-0 lead. And that lead held up for the rest of that first period, and it was the midway point of the second period at 11:33 when Connecticut College tied the game at 1. But just 4 minutes later, Vinny Gesanti again lit the lamp. Into the Camel zone it goes. McClellan to Pacini in front. Shot. Score! And it's going to be number 18, Vinny Gesanti, picking up his second goal off of the stick of number 10, Joey Pacini. And Middlebury extends the lead to 2-1. Unfortunately for the Panthers, that was the last of the good news for the entire game. Panthers, at the end of the second period, up by a score of 2-1. But then the meltdown in the third period, three unanswered goals by the Camels, sinks Middlebury by a score of 4-2. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
You're sure to drive in style, mile after mile, when you join the team, Team Denneker.
It's Tom Denneker. Sometimes luck isn't always on your side. Maybe you're recently divorced, lost your job, had an illness in the family, lost your home, declared bankruptcy, or had a vehicle repossessed. In other words, you have really poor credit or no credit. Well, my friends, your luck is about to change. You need a vehicle. No problem. Here's how you get 100% guaranteed credit approval at Denneker Chevrolet. Visit us at Denneker Chevrolet, ask for Brett or David, and ask about 100% guaranteed credit approval. You can come in today and drive out in a vehicle today. We make Denneker deals, and we make you smile. At Denneker Chevrolet, we make it happen. Visit us at Route 7 South in Middlebury, at Denneker Virgens, or DennekerChevrolet.com.
Denneker Chevrolet.
Foster Motors is a family-owned dealership that has been caring about their customers for generations. Their excellence in customer service is recognized in their achievement of the Fiat Chrysler Automobile's 2016 Inaugural Customer First Award for Excellence. Foster Motors is one of only 124 dealerships in the country and the only dealership in Vermont to win this award. When shopping for your next car, visit Foster Motors Jeep Dodge Ram Chrysler on Route 7 in Middlebury, Vermont.
And remember, at Foster Motors, we care.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show, sponsored by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. Brett, we were talking before the game a little bit. The Tufts Jumbos have a lot of youngsters on their squad as well, and those youngsters really seem to be contributing pretty nicely to the overall record of the Jumbos. They're coming in second place in the NESCAC, a position that really, quite frankly, I don't think a lot of our Middlebury fans would have expected.
You know something, a lot of the standings early on, I don't think any of our Middlebury fans would have expected. Colby in first place at 3-0, Tufts at 2-0-1. This is all conference standings. Wesleyan's 2-1 in the conference. If you had said last, going into this season, would that be the top three? If I had told you that, you'd look at me as if I was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But they're playing well even outside of it. Colby at 4-1 on the season overall. Tufts at 4-1-1. Wesleyan's 4-1. Hamilton tied with Williams for fourth place, but they're 4-0-1 overall in the season. So it's not like these teams are playing poorly. They're playing very well. And for Tufts, with 9 freshmen in their roster this season, one of them that's been leading the way is Anthony Farinacci. He's got a goal and 6 assists on the season as a freshman. So they're a freshman on this team. Tyler Scroggins, another one, a goal and 3 assists. And Cooper Stahl, 3 goals on the season. Freshman getting the job done for the Tufts Jumbos this year.
On the other hand, Middlebury College, a lot of freshmen as well, and we see a lot of talent there, but the Panthers have been having trouble putting the puck in the net.
Trouble getting past 2 goals a game.
Yeah.
They had the one game against Colby where they lost 2-1, and they followed up with a 5-3. Every game after that, 2-2-2. So it's getting over that 2-goal-a-game hump. But 10 of the 21 points on the season have come from a freshman.
Right.
So Middlebury's freshmen are contributing as well, just not as often as Tufts have had this year.
Exactly. You're listening to the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show, sponsored by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. And you're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And this is Martin Clark.
Martin, the Christmas tree looks crooked. It's making the ornaments look lopsided.
It's fine.
No, it's not. It's crooked. It needs to be tilted a little more to the left. Can you fix that?
Fine. Okay, how's that?
Not quite right. Maybe to the right.
Okay.
Wait, maybe a little to the left, or spin it a little.
Spin it? Fine, I'll spin it.
Easy, Martin, you're making the ornaments fall off.
I noticed.
You know, Martin, we should get one of those perfect tree stands, the kind with the straightening foot pedal. What do you think?
I think it might be a little late for that.
For just what you need for all your home projects, from Christmas lights to ornaments and the perfect tree stand, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and on Route 7 in Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show. The starting lineup for the Tufts Jumbos under the tutelage of Pat Norton. Jumbos coming in with a record of 4 wins, 1 loss, and 1 tie. They're going to be starting off with number 10, centering the top line, Tyler Scroggins. He's a freshman. 5'10", 175 from Allen, Texas. On the season, Scroggins has 1 goal, 3 assists for a total of 4 points. On his left side is going to be a junior, and that's number 9, Brian Brown. Brown, 5'9", 180 from Pembroke Pines, Florida. On the season, he's the leading tough scorer. 5 goals, 4 assists for a total of 9 points. And on the right side, another first year, Anthony Farinici. Number 15, he has 1 goal, 6 assists for a total of 7 points on the season. Farinici, 6'3", 216 from Chatham, New Jersey. The blue line core starts off with number 26, a freshman, Cooper Stahl. Stahl is 5'10", 170 from Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. On the season, no goals but 3 helpers. He's going to be back there with a senior, Sean Cavanaugh, number 22. Cavanaugh, 6'3", 220 from Wilbraham, Massachusetts. No goals for Cavanaugh, but also 3 assists like his defensive mate, Cooper Stahl. In goal for the Jumbos, it's going to be their top goalie, number 1, Mason Poldy. Poldy, a senior, 5'10", 180 from Lexington, Massachusetts. On the season, 3 wins, no losses, 1 tie, a minuscule 1.23 goals against average, and a 96.5 save percentage. So for the Jumbos up front, Scroggins, the center, left side, Brown, right side, Farinacci. Back at the defense, it's going to be Stahl and Cavanaugh, and the intern of the igloo for Pat Norton tonight is going to be his top goalie, number 1, Mason Poldy. For the hometown Middlebury Panthers, a little bit of a shakeup. In nets tonight, it's going to be number 30, Brian Ketchabaugh. He'll be the intern of the igloo there for Neil Sinclair. Ketchabaugh, a freshman, 6 foot, 195 from Rybrook, New York. He comes in with a record of no wins and 1 loss. He was the one, Brett, that was hung with the Bowden loss, right?
Yes.
And he comes in a 4.09 goals against average, an 87.5% saves. Up front for Coach Neil Sinclair, it's going to be number 18, Vinny Desanti, centering the line. Desanti is a junior, 5'8", 175 for Montreal, Quebec. On the season, 3 goals, 1 assist for a total of 4 points. On the left side is going to be a freshman, Trevor Turnbull, number 20, 5'8", 175 from Hartsdale, New York. 2 goals, 1 assist for Trevor in his first year. He comes from Milton Academy by way of, well, through Hartsdale, New York. On the right side, it's going to be number 37, Mark McClellan from Surrey, British Columbia. McClellan, great night last night. 2 helpers on the Desanti goals. He's 6 foot, 187. On the season, he had his first points last night, so he has 2 assists for the year. On defense, the starting defensive combination a little bit different this afternoon. It'll be number 22, Spencer Cage, 5'11", 190 from Fishers, Indiana. He has 1 assist on the season. And making his Middlebury debut, Frank Causalito. He's a freshman from Medfield, Massachusetts, number 34, 6'4", 220. He is a dual sport athlete here at Middlebury. He just finished up a very, very good football season and now is back on the ice. Different uniform, different set of equipment.
But same colors.
Same colors, that's exactly.
Same colors, same logo.
Same logo. And, of course, Middlebury today in their white home jerseys trimmed up with blue. And the Jumbos, new uniforms, a new logo, and actually kind of a spiffy-looking uniform, Brett.
Yeah, it's their traditional elephant head logo that they've had, but this is a new thing that you're starting to see a lot of hockey teams go with, and it's a sublimated type of jersey where the logos and the numbers and everything are actually woven into the, or it's dyed into the shirt itself, and it makes, you have the ability to get different colors, more eye-catching colors, and that's certainly what Tufts has here this afternoon, because the blue, that light blue they got going on just pops out on these jerseys.
Last night, a big night in Miskiac hockey. Brett, why don't we take a look at that? During the game, of course, not a lot of scores to report, but a lot of action in the Miskiac as well as around D3 hockey out west as well.
Yeah, first Miskiac action. Colby defeated Bowdoin 2-1 last night. That was at Bowdoin. So Colby getting the big one there. Of course, they flip it around tonight. It's 7 o'clock start at Alphon Arena up in Colby. But last night, Colby getting 2 goals in the third period, and they all came a minute 58 apart early in the third period. Scott McDonald getting those goals after Cody Tedesco notched his 6th for the Polar Bears. So Colby wins that one 2-1 last night. Wesleyan, a 3-0 shutout of Amherst. Who'd ever thought that would happen? But Wesleyan gets the job done 3-0 last night. A goal in the second, 2 in the third. James Klein, Walker Harris, Quincy Ozovok get the goals for Wesleyan and getting him. Ozovok gets the empty netter, so it's 3-0 Wesleyan with the win there. Tufson Williams, as I said, 3-3 last night. Jumbos had a 2-0 lead and had that squitter away. So 3-3 tie. Colby Critella, the game-tying goal for Williams last night.
Colby Critella was the Panther killer last season. He had the winning goals for in both of those Williams games.
And he gets the game-tying goal last night. And in the last result, Hamilton over Trinity 4-1. I don't think anybody saw a 3-goal first period coming out of Hamilton, but it sure as daylight did happen. Rory Gagnon, Tyler Brunetto, Brad Smelster, and Rory Gagnon again, the goal scorers. Anthony Savitsky for Trinity. And Evan Beitenheist was in goal for Hamilton. He's probably going to play just about every game for them this season, so that shouldn't be a surprise. And so with that, Hamilton got the win 4-1. And then when you look at it throughout all of NCAA Division II and Division III, as we dance through some of the results from last night, Skidmore defeated. Check that. Up. Oh, that's yep. We got to go down a little
bit.
Gotta go down just a little bit on that one. It was a little bit too high on the date there. St. Michael's beat Babson 4-2. Norwich defeated UMass Boston 6-2. Looking for that other one. There it is. Plattsburgh. That was 2-2 against Potsdam after 2 periods, and then the Cardinals put up a 4 spot in the third period.
Somebody got mad.
Somebody, some coach got mad.
A little animosity
going on in the locker room because actually Plattsburgh was down 2-0 after one period in that game, tied it at 2 in the second, and then bust out the whooping stick in the third, with a fourth spot. So that, and that ended up being a 6-2 game when all is said and done. Matt Quilty, a pair of goals for the Cardinals. So what other scores we have here? Concordia, Minnesota defeated St. Mary's 5-1. We saw them at the Pond Link this year, of course.
This is actually quite a big shocker right here. I'll tell you that right now. St. Norbert's at Lawrence, 1-1 in overtime. Lawrence, not that great. St. Norbert's Final Four contestants last year.
Yeah, Lawrence 3-5-0 going into that game. Yep. St. Norbert 8-1. But end up being a 1-1 tie. Lawrence tied it in the third period. Nick Thielen scored the game-tying goal with 4:24 left in the third.
But that's a big shocker out there for Indepeer, I'll tell you that much
right now. Look at the shot totals, though.
Wow.
50-23.
St. Norbert's doubling the shots, but they couldn't get the extra goal.
Evan Klein making 49 saves, standing on his head in that one. So there's the big one. There's both teams have come out onto the ice.
And Stevens Point over River Falls, 3-0. Yep. Superior falls to Wisconsin Stout,
5-3.
Yep.
St. Olaf, they got a program that's developing, but they lost to Augsburg by a final score of 4-2 yesterday. So, what are the Skidmore lost to Hobart 2-1?
So. No, 2-1 overtime.
Yeah. So Neil Sinclair's old team there. And that overtime goal, Nick Bingaman in overtime for Hobart, scored it for 2:45. That was after Skidmore tied it with a second to go.
Wow.
19:59 with half a second to go. Anthony Bird tied it, and then they're losing a... Hey, you just get that close.
I know.
In overtime, huh? As the tough lineups are being announced right now to the crowd here.
Tufts, of course, will be defending the goal on the Cornwall end of the ice. Down by the student section. Crowd still funneling in. As we said, Middlebury in their home white uniforms trimmed up with blue, and the Jumbos have their Jumbo logo on the front, but the uniforms looking quite sharp.
It's eye-popping, to say the least,
yes,
with the maroon and white trim on their jerseys.
Bruce Zeman, the public address announcer here.
Joining us this afternoon, the Middlebury Amateur Hockey Association and the Squirt Blue Team, the Panthers would like to welcome Toby Draper and Landon Keane. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the starting lineup for your Middlebury College Panthers. Starting in goal from Rye Brook, New York, number 30, freshman Brian Ketchabaugh. On defense from Fishers, Indiana, number 22, sophomore Spencer Cage. At right defense from Medford, Massachusetts, number 34, freshman Frank Cozzolito. Here are the forwards at left wing from Hartsdale, New York, number 20, freshman Trevor Turnbull. At right wing from Montreal, Quebec, Canada, number 18, junior Vinny Gisanti. And at center from Surrey, British Columbia, Canada, number 37, junior Mark McClellan. And the rest of the Middlebury College Panthers. Panthers are coached by Neil Sinclair.
You've been listening to the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show, sponsored by the LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. And you're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
There's a beautiful furniture store in Middlebury that you have to check out. It's Woodware Fine Furniture. They have dining and living room sets in gorgeous woods like cherry, maple, and oak. Chairs, sofas, bedding, and great varieties of all. Or if you don't see it there, just ask Drew and he can probably get it for you. Woodware also provides shipping and delivery. You've probably seen the Woodware truck. It's everywhere. Woodware Fine Furniture. Handmade wood crafts, toys, and fine furniture for 30 years. Woodware, Route 7 South, Middlebury.
How many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services of One Credit Union on Green Street in Vergennes do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
The Panthers play here. WBTK, Port Henry, Vergennes, Middlebury. 92.1 WBTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Welcome back to Kenyon Arena. Kim Lower and Brett Luthner ready to call all of the action of this afternoon's contest. The Tufts Jumbos coming in after a 3-3 overtime tie with Williams last night. The Middlebury Panthers trying to right the ship after a 4-2 loss to the Camels of Connecticut College.
Might as well tell you a couple things. The referees, Andy O'Brien, Pete Olson. The linesmen are James Shaddy and Mike Hickey. I was hoping that name was Hockey, because that would have been the best of all time, but we got the correction. Mike Hickey, the other linesman here this afternoon.
All right.
Quick note for you there, Kim. Mason Paldy going in his collegiate career against Middlebury. One win, two ties, no losses. 1.90 goals against and a .947 save percentage in his career against Middlebury going into this one this afternoon.
All right. It's going to be one whale of a game. We're going to get ready to kick some tires and light some fires here in the press box. It's the Panthers in the Jumbos. Middlebury trying to get off the schneid and avoid an 0-6 start. In recent memory, fans, we can't even remember an 0-5 start for this squad in the past. So let's see what happens today. And the Jumbos win the draw back to the blue line. It goes to Stahl over to Kavanaugh. He wraps it into the Middlebury zone. In there for it very quickly is Cozzolito. In behind the Middlebury net. Cozzolito trying to dig it up. Cuffs comes away with it. It's shot, but blocked by the defense. And back comes Turnbull. Right side. Over the line. Into the zone he goes. DeSante follows up. Tried to put it in the corner. He does to Turnbull. To McClellan. McClellan now behind the net looking for Jasanti in the slot area. Finds Jasanti at the side to McClellan. McClellan tied up in the corner. Travis Stevens comes out. But it's the Jumbos coming away. Long shot in on goal. Easily handled by Ketchabaugh. Drops it for his defense. Long lead pass. That's broken up by Tufts at the center ice area. They backhand it into the Middlebury zone. Panthers return the favor and shoot it down the ice. 19 minutes left in the first period. No score.
Nice first shot on goal. Just calmly gloved it. Set it aside. That's what you like to see if you're a Middlebury player. Your goalie back there being able to take care of it.
Neary and Dawson out in the defense now. It's Stevens coming away with it. It's center ice along with Mitch Allen. And now ahead to Quast. He stopped. Tufts returns a play right in front of the Middlebury bench. They're stopped at the Middlebury blue line, and the Panthers control. 18:29 left in the first period. Dawson. Hauled down as he crosses the jumbo line.
And that's a penalty.
And there's going to be a penalty. There should be either for a hook or a trip.
The referee behind the play, Olsen, he had to line it out all the way through. Hooking is going to be the call. So the Panthers get to go on power play, of which they are 3 for 16 on the season, 18.8% overall in NCAA play. That is 38th in the country.
All right. Good opportunity for the Panthers to jump out in top here.
Jumbo's killing off 22 of 24, 7th in the country.
Neary shot from the point, blocked nicely by Poldy, and he hangs on, but a good drive there from Neary as he took the draw, the pass from Dawson. Bruce Seaman making the call, 2 minutes on the hook, right side now of Poldy is where the draw is going to be. Mitch Allen goes down for the Panthers, wins it cleanly back to Dawson to the point, Dawson shot. Poldy didn't see it. He got it off of his shoulder, but it stunned him a little bit. I don't think he saw it coming through the crowd. One more time. Shot in front. Another nice drive by Dawson. And Poldy being forced to make some nice saves here as some Panthers camped out in front of him. But right now, scoreless game. 18:04 remaining. A 1:45 left on the Middlebury power play.
I'll tell you what, this seems like a different intensity for the Panthers here thus far. I like what I'm seeing in terms of their energy early on.
Neary back at the point to Stevens, sends it in front, dribbles its way through, and Poldy jumps on it like a cat on a mouse and holds on for the faceoff.
This is a first 2-0-2, promising start. This is what every line has to do every shift, come out with this energy level. It's so far so good.
Left side of Poldy is where the draw is going to be. Jasanti goes down there, wins it back to Cage. Cage's shot, Poldy makes another save. Jumbo's keeping the shooting lanes open. Poldy getting some good looks at the puck. But the Panthers just not afraid to shoot it.
No, not afraid to shoot. McClellan tried to set up a screen, but he got shepherded out of there nicely so that Poldy could see that shot. But keep doing this. Keep throwing shots at the net.
Turnbull in the corner. Can't keep it alive. Jumbos have it, and they wrap it down the ice. That's the thing to do. Just shoot it down there. 1:20 now left in the Middlebury power play. Panthers starting from behind their own net. Through the center ice area goes Cage to McClellan. They're stopped, and the Jumbos shoot it back down the ice. Cage one more time over the Jumbo line, stops. Waits for some reinforcements. Bellucci the shot. Good save. Into the corner it goes. Tufts grabs a hold of the puck, and with 52 seconds left in the Middlebury power play, they shoot it down the ice. Fresh penalty killing force out there for Pat Norton's crew. Long pass up ice to Greg Conrad. That didn't really work too well, and the Jumbos having some difficulty clearing it out. 35 seconds left in the Middlebury power play. Back to the point. Neary, cross ice, has Stevens there. He can't get the shot away. Dawson calling for the puck. It went up into the netting, and a whistle and a stoppage in play. 24 seconds now left in the Middlebury power play. No score. 16:43 left. First period action.
Panther hockey sponsored by One Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together. 1CU.org, 7th Green Street in Virginia.
Mitch Allen goes down for the draw. Back to Dawson. Dawson walked the line, took the shot, blocked, but he's got it back. Now from the left side, Dawson in a goal wrist shot block. Dawson gets it one more time. Over to Neary. Neary to Dawson. Drives the lane, shot. Good save, Poldy. Dawson with it one more time. Back to Neary at the point. Right side, Neary dumps it low. Team's back at full strength. Middlebury's power play not able to put it in the net. But it's the Panthers with the puck. Another shot just goes wide to the crease there off the stick of Mitch Allen. Allen with it again. A dribbler behind the Tufts net. Conrad. This goes over the Middlebury line. 1-on-3. Shot. Good save by Ketchabaugh. Puck shot through the crease. No Jumbo there to tap it home. And the Panthers, though, not able to clear the zone. 15:43 remaining in the first period. No score. Back to the point. Tufts drive. Shot. Save. Catch a ball.
And this is what I was talking to you about before the game. Catch a ball. When he can fight through screens and see these shots, he's either directing shots to the corner or he's gobbling up and no rebounds. That's what he did against Bowden. It was successful for him. And it was successful right there. Long shot from point. Saw it. Gobbled it. Held up.
From the faceoff, a chopper of a shot. Catch a ball. Makes the save. Turns it aside. Jumbos, though, keep it in the Middlebury zone. Around the corner. Nagy for the Jumbos. Can't keep it alive in the Middlebury zone. Tufts intercepts the puck. Throws it right back into the Middlebury zone. One more time. Panthers fighting for it right in front of their own bench. Danny Jacobs trying to dig it out. Referees tell the boys, let's move the puck along here. She's being held, and finally a whistle and a stoppage in play. 14:54 remaining in the first period. No score, Jumbos and Panthers.
I like this, again, the energy level. Now we've played 5 minutes and 6 seconds, and I think what they've gone out there and they've done what they've had to do for their first shifts. Continue to build on these shifts.
Stall.
Second.
For the Jumbos, brings it over the Middlebury line to Leary. He's muscled off the puck by Cozzolito. And it's the Panthers now trying to bring it at center ice. Long pass up ice off the stick of Trevor Turnbull. And a whistle and a stoppage in play.
Yeah, I say it didn't hit Turnbull's stick, went down for icing. And Turnbull was in a foot race there with number 26, Cooper Stahl. And Stahl managed to get position on him to prevent Turnbull from getting around and beating out the icing. So let's see if that little play turns out in Tufts' favor.
Face off to the left of Ketchabaugh. Back to the point. Drive by Tufts. And Ole catch there. Nice glove save from the stick of Gottfried. And Ketchabaugh doing a nice job out there.
How calm was that? I was like, okay, got it. Here we go. Face off in the zone again. Just to calm everything down and give your team a chance to change lines, too.
One more time. Ketchabaugh. No, this time it was blocked. Gottfried didn't get the shot through. And the Jumbos go back to center ice. They throw it in the Middlebury zone, but the Panthers have it.
McClellan with the best block just went out and sacrificed the body.
Long lead pass there in the general vicinity of Greg Conrad. Didn't quite work, and that's going to be icing, so we're going to skate this one all the way back into the Ketchabaugh neighborhood.
Am I allowed to respectfully disagree? I thought Conrad had to step. I thought he had to step into the zone. And being a referee in the past, I respectfully disagree with the officials in this guy. Respectfully disagree that should have been an icing.
Left side, Ketchabaugh is going to see it again. Don't know quite what they're waiting for. Just let's get it going. And they do. Tufts takes it to the corner there. Jasanti. Can't get it out. Back to the left side. Point shot just deflected off the stick of number 4, Dan Kelly. Tufts keeps it alive. But then, Middlebury now intercepting, and Conrad working his way over the line. Got mixed up there with Mark Lyman. Offside the call, and a stoppage right in front of the penalty box area. 13:48 left in the first period. No score. Shots on goal 6-4 in favor of the Panthers, and some good energy out there. So the Panthers starting the game off right. First set, let's see if they can just build on it shift by shift. Chip shot. Panthers trying to get something going at center ice. Didn't quite work as Neary gave the puck up. Tufts in the midst of a line change. Panthers ought to be able to get something going here. But an errant pass didn't quite work out the way they wanted. And Kavanaugh has it. He shoots it into the Middlebury zone for the Jumbos. Pugh also in front. Bit of a defensive letdown there, and I think it's going to be Matt Pugh picking up the goal for the Jumbos. That coming at the 6:45 mark, and it's Tufts off on the board first.
Backdoor defense on that one. There were 4 Middlebury shirts on the on the puck side of the ice, on the far side from us, and there was nobody sitting on the back door. That's where that was slammed in from. You just see it, and I believe what you were saying is... It was Leary you said got the goal?
I thought it was Pugh, but we'll wait for Bruce Zeman to give us the official call. Well, let's see how the Panthers respond now. Bellucci keeps the puck alive in the tough zone. Jumbo's not able to get it out. Yes, they are. They're saying that they trapped number 10, Joey Pacini, in the zone and on the puck side. And a stoppage of play.
Yeah, too much pursuit of the puck on the near side or from us, our far side, and then the puck gets slid in on the back door and slammed home. And that's part of the problem with Middlebury right now is they're not protecting that back door.
Faceoff, Cups controls right at their own blue line, right beneath us here. Coming away with the puck is McIntyre, the freshman. To Leary, over the line in front. Puck never got through. Ketchabaugh shoving McIntyre out of the blue ice area. And back come the Panthers at center ice. Turnbull. Shot stopped by Poldy. Puck shot down the ice. Cage back to Middlebury. Throws the puck down the ice. Good line change opportunity for the Panthers. And they're able to keep the puck alive in the tough zone. Good pressure by the Panthers. Turnbull.
This is number 13, Matt Gordon. And number 28, Matt Lundstrom. Goal going at 6:25 in the first period.
So it's Takashi Nagy getting the goal from Pugh and Sauter. Right back to the other end. Didn't even see it. But Middlebury's tied it.
That goal, we didn't see it at all, as a matter of fact, but the goal comes at the 9:13 mark. And on the Tufts goal, Brett, it was from...
Pugh and Sauden got the assist on that one. I'm going to go look up the replay.
All right, so the Panthers tie it up just about 2.5 minutes after Tufts had taken the lead. We'll see who was picking up the goal. Shot goes over the Middlebury crease. Tufts in the zone. Back to the point. Gottfried. Shot on goal. A little bit of a block in front, but the Panthers fight through it. Get the puck out to the center ice area.
The Panthers goal, scored by number 25, Greg Conrad. Is this number 5, Andrew Leary, number 19, Mark Lundy. The goal going 8:13.
For Greg Conrad, that's his first goal of the season. Matter of fact, his first points of the season.
Conrad, Leary, and Lundy. Goal at 8:13 of the first period.
And it was a tip in front. Neary took a shot from the point, and Conrad tipped it home. As I just saw the replay now of it, Kim. So that's how we tied it at one.
Play a little scratchy in the center ice area. Poldy had some trouble on that one. Panthers sent a bouncing shot in front of the net, and Poldy didn't quite handle that cleanly. Almost got by him, but the Jumbos come back through the center ice area. Big shot off the blocker of Ketchabaugh. 10 minutes left in the first period. Score tied at one. It was Nagy for the Jumbos and Conrad responding very quickly after that for the Panthers. Jumbos over the Middlebury line. Dropping the pass. Panthers pick it up. Try to get something going. They're stopped. Danny Jacobs now goes to the bench. Tufts over the Middlebury line. Drops the pass. Wrist shot in front. Through a maze of legs. Ketchabaugh able to see the puck and sends it off to the corner. Bounces now out to the center ice area. Tufts throws it right back in.
The good thing about that goal, sustained pressure in the zone. They kept it in, just never let the puck get out of the zone. And then tipping shots in front. So, yeah, you get up the first goal, but that was an excellent response a minute and a half later.
Middlebury pressure. Turnbull not able to convert that, and back come the Jumbos through center ice, over the line, left side, shot in front. Good save by Ketchabon. He sends it to the corner. Panthers able to just chip it out to the center ice area. Back come the Jumbos. Godfrey from the left side, stopped by Ketchabon. Neary with it now. Ahead to McClellan. He's stopped. Middlebury might have too many men on the ice there.
No. Very smart that they didn't touch it until everybody hopped off. Good heads up by the bench, too. Because everybody on the bench was saying, don't touch it.
Kelly for the Jumbos in the Middlebury zone. Stopped by Bellucci. Bellucci tried to send the puck behind the net. Didn't quite do that right. And Ketchabaugh forced to make a bit of a save there. It hangs on. 8:18 now left in the first period. Middlebury and Tufts tied at 1. Tufts taking the lead at 6:45 off the stick of Nagy. Middlebury responding just about a minute and a half later. Number 25, Conrad, picking up his first points of the season.
Yeah, minute 28 to be exact. While waiting for this face-off, Middlebury Hockey sponsored by the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified.
Davis keeping the puck alive in the Middlebury zone for the Jumbos. Oh, somebody got their shoulder hurt there on the Jumbos. Number 24 going to the bench in a little bit of pain. That's Davis. Shot in front. Panthers, and they'll score. Tufts takes the lead. A scramble in front of the net as the Panthers can't clear the zone, and the Jumbos take the lead at the 12:08 mark.
Ketchabon lost his stick, and he only got a piece of that shot. He got all scrambly in front, and Brian Ketchabon wasn't able to get back in the goal in time. A lot of hard work there by Tufts to regain the lead, and now we've seen response early in this game. Let's see if there's another response out of the Panthers.
Good pressure by the Jumbos. A big scramble in front, and the Jumbos retake the lead 2-1. Goal coming at the 12:08 mark. Middlebury from the faceoff flips it into the tough zone. It's Stevens there for the Panthers. He loses control of the puck, and away flies Scroggins, along with Farinici. In the Middlebury zone, backhand shot. Stopped by Ketchabon.
The Jumbos goal scored by number 21, Clay Berger. The assistant number 11, Nick Balboa, going at 12:08 in the first period. Berger from Balboa, goal 20.
The Berger from Balboa, the lone assist.
Play in the tough zone, Middlebury. Coming alive, shot in, goal, nice shot off the stick of number 26, Mitch Allen, in the Middlebury controls. Connor Lloyd had his pocket picked. Brown for the Jumbos, waiting for reinforcements. In front, shot, tried to pick the short side, there was McIntyre. Ketchabon makes a nice save. Jumbos now clogging up in front, a whistle and a stoppage in play.
Hand pass.
6:38 left in the first period, and the score, 2-1, the Jumbos. Middlebury's sandwich goal came at 8:13 after Nagy had given Tufts an initial lead at 6:45, and now Berger at 12:08. So 2-1, Panthers down to the Jumbos. And from the faceoff, flipped into the Tufts bench.
I still like the energy that Middlebury is putting out there. Definitely looks much better than it did last night. But at some point, the defensive shortcomings are going to have to be addressed in this game, because that's two. One in the back door and one not covering a scramble down low. And it hurt the Panthers this game.
Face off to the left of Ketchabon.
Oh, while people are getting kicked out of circle, we might as well, as we like to say, pay another bill. Autumn Gold Jewelry, they have the Earth's most beautiful gifts, Main Street in Middlebury. Another sponsor of Panther Hockey here on One Credit Union Panther Radio Network.
Lloyd wins the draw. over to Dawson in front of his own bench. Backhands it in. Poldy sticks it aside into the corner. Pacini can't control the puck. And back come the Jumbos. It's center ice. 2-on-2. Over the Middlebury line. Goes into the corner. Chasing it down. Gottfried. Back to the point. Middlebury just able to clear it out. Tufts vacates the zone. Jumbos race back in. Line change for Pat Norton, and it's going to be, I believe, an offside.
You are correct, sir.
And we'll, with 6:03, skate it right out into the center ice area. The face-off dot right in front of the Panther bench. Middlebury shoots it down to the tough zone. Jumbo's control. Middlebury not with a lot of pressure there, but by the penalty box area, finally some bodies come together, and Middlebury comes away with the puck. Bellucci. Flip shot. Poldy watches it go by. Davis. Along with defensive mate Kelly, trying to get it out of their zone. They do. To center ice. Bellucci can't hold on to it, and it dribbles all the way down. Stop made by Ketchabaugh to Bellucci. 5:20 now left in the first period. Picked up by Conrad. Throws it down into the middle, or the tough zone. Back come the Jumbos. Into the Middlebury zone. Panthers take it to the corner. Cage. To Casolito. Up to Turnbull, over the Tufts line. Poldy sticks aside a weak wrist shot, and the Jumbos throw it back down the ice. Foot race, Cage takes position, Tufts with the puck. Shot. Drive off the stick of number 13, Pugh goes wide. Into the corner, Tufts controls, 4.5 minutes now left. Jumbos up by a score of 2-1. Backhand shot, stopped by the defense into the corner. Back to the point. Right side. Penalty coming up. It's going to be against Middlebury. Tufts pulled the goalie. Extra attacker. Shot. Blocked, but Middlebury can't control the puck. Tufts in front. Wolfentimer goes behind the net. Tufts still controlling the play. Delayed penalty for Middlebury. Tufts. One-timer from high in the slot area. Good save by Ketchabaugh as that blast went from Brian Brown was targeted low to the left. But Ketchabaugh makes the save and hangs on. Penalty coming up for the Panthers. And we'll see who's going to be called over.
Casolito.
Going to be number 34. Frank Casolito. Freshman football player turned hockey player now. So the Jumbos with 3:54, a good opportunity to extend their lead. They're already up by a score of 2-1. Let's see how their power play works. Top of the slot, one-timer. Panthers able to block that.
Jumbos on the season is 7. They're 7 for 29 on the power play, 24.1%. Middlebury killing them off, 22 for 28, 78.6.
Jumbos into the Middlebury zone, trying to set the power play up. The Panthers, though, intercept and shoot the puck into the Tufts bench. Whistle and a stoppage in play. We'll be coming right back into the Middlebury zone.
Well, now we got a second assist added. Secondary assist added to David Lackner, number 33, on the second Jumbo's goal. So that goal now reads Berger, his first from Balboa, and Lackner at 12:08. And off the draw, it gets sent all the way down to the Tufts end as Kim has now readjusted the headset.
All right, here are the Jumbos come. 1:16 left in their power play opportunity. They're stopped. Puck taken away. by Cage. Cage into the tough zone, trying to drag some time off the clock. Dumps it low, goes to the bench. New penalty killers out for Neil Sinclair. Back at the point, toss the drive, blocked at the defense, and they shoot it down the ice. Nice drive by Gottfried. And you can see the Jumbos trying to set up a lot of traffic in front of Ketchabaugh.
Yep, that's the scouting report. They realize if we're going to beat him, we're going to set up traffic in front and create that problem.
Danny Jacobs now on the forecheck. 34 seconds left in the Middlebury penalty. Jacobs tries to keep the puck down in the tough zone. Jumbos, though, bad play there as they shot the puck from their side of center ice. It's going to be an icing call. Not the way you want to try to finish off a power play with an icing call.
Well, not the way anything. You want to, when you make that breakout pass, you want it to be crisp. You want to get tape to tape, start your breakout going. Right there, just an unforced error, if you will.
Face off to the right of Poldy. 2-1, Tufts on top of Middlebury. Winding down the first period here with 2:18 left. Through center ice, Pugh with the puck in the Middlebury zone, behind the crease, he's waiting, sets it up, back to the point, to Kelly, Kelly's drive, into the corner. 4 seconds left in the Middlebury penalty, teams are now back at full strength, Panthers successfully killing that penalty, and Poldy watches it just dribble ever so slowly down to his end, and he hops on it, makes the save, holds on, and with 1:49 left in the first period, a face-off coming to the left side of the netminder. So far, shots on goal, 12 for Tufts, 9 for Middlebury. Panthers guilty of a couple defensive lapses. Bellucci now shot, almost deflected and off the stick of number 26.
I think it was
Stahl.
Oh, okay.
Stahl almost deflected that into his own net. Jumbos bring it back to the center ice area. Hot flip shot. Ketchabaugh sends it to the corner.
I thought Conrad almost got a piece of that, too.
Bellucci through center ice. Over the line. Shot by Conrad. He's got the lone Middlebury goal. Looking for number two. He can't keep it alive in his own. And Tufts sends it to center ice area by the Middlebury bench. Casolito. Muscled out of the play by the Tufts bench. Still stays with the puck. Tufts finally sends it in the Middlebury zone. Less than a minute to go. In the Tufts zone. Jumbo's over the line. 30 seconds left in the first period. Groggins back to the point. One-time shot. Hit the post. Off the stick of Gottfried. One more time, Gottfried. Good save there by Ketchabaugh. He saw that one coming. Casolito flips it to center ice. 13 seconds. It's the Jumbos losing footing down there. Panthers able to pick up the puck, but I don't think they're going to be able to get it out in front here. Time running out in the first period. And there goes the horn, and the first period is over. Middlebury finds themselves down to the Tufts Jumbos by a score of 2-1. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
You're sure to drive in style, mile after mile, when you join the
It's Tom Daneker. Sometimes luck isn't always on your side. Maybe you're recently divorced, lost your job, had an illness in the family, lost your home, declared bankruptcy, or had a vehicle repossessed. In other words, you have really poor credit or no credit. Well, my friends, your luck is about to change. You need a vehicle. No problem. Here's how you get 100% guaranteed credit approval at Daneker Chevrolet. Visit us at Daneker Chevrolet, ask for Brett or David, and ask about 100% guaranteed credit approval. You can come in today and drive out in a vehicle today. We make Daneker deals, and we make you smile. At Daneker Chevrolet, we make it happen. Visit us at Route 7 South in Middlebury, at Denneker for Jens or DennekerChevrolet.com.
Denneker Chevrolet.
Holiday cheer at Village Gifts. Cheer for savings on unique holiday gifts this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. All Willow Tree figurines and snow babies are 20% off. And the Bargain Hut will be open with new toys and gifts 50 to 70% off. Village Gifts for the holidays. Route 15, Jericho.
Foster Motors is a family-owned dealership that has been caring about their customers for generations. Their excellence in customer service is recognized in their achievement of the Fiat Chrysler Automobiles 2016 Inaugural Customer First Award for Excellence. Foster Motors is one of only 124 dealerships in the country and the only dealership in Vermont to win this award. When shopping for your next car, visit Foster Motors Jeep Dodge Ram Chrysler on Route 7 in Middlebury, Vermont.
And remember, at Foster Motors, we care.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Looking for unique holiday gifts for that special someone on your list? Visit the museum store at Shelburne Museum for local and handmade gifts. Open daily from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information, visit shelburnemuseum.org.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to Kenyon Arena. Kim Lower and Brett Luther bringing you all the action of the game today. Tufts Jumbo's in town, and after the first 20 minutes, Tufts finds themselves on top of Middlebury by a score of 2-1. Some sloppy defense in that first period, Brett.
Yeah, it's a lot of backdoor plays that are being left open. It's an awareness, and I think a lot of these guys have got to, they still have to develop that awareness at this level of who's coming in the back door, who may be sliding in around behind the net, and just that's what's cost the Panthers here in the first period. Is it's all nice and dandy when you can eye up where the puck is, you can eye up where the play is going in that regard, but if players, and what Tufts is doing is they're poking in somebody around the back door, sliding them in right along the goal line, and Middlebury is losing sight of that. They're sending four guys to one side of the ice, over-pursuing the puck, and the next thing you know, comes in backdoor, guys jamming at home. Or in the case of a goal mount scramble, everybody's so enamored with trying to get at the puck, they're again forgetting their responsibilities behind them. Then someone else coming in, a little stick goes, you know, jams at the puck, slow roller goes in to catch a ball, can't catch up to, and the next thing you know, Brian Ketchaball has played well in the first period, still finds himself down 2-1.
Scoring started off in that first period. Tufts at the 6:45 mark. It was Oliver Nagy from Matt Pugh. Interestingly enough, the two goals for Tufts tonight, first one was scored by the fourth line, next one was scored by the third line.
Yeah, because they're doing a hard work, getting in the mix and creating problems for the Middlebury defense. Everybody saw it after the Bowdoin game. If you can get in front of the net and create a problem down low, that's where you're going to get Ketchaball some problems. That's what happened there. Just Nagy on the back door slid it home.
Exactly. So Middlebury, again, not really taking care of things defensively. Nagy from Pugh, that gave them the lead at 6:45. But actually, very quickly, the Panthers rebounded. It was Greg Conrad with his first goal, putting the Panthers up and even, the assist going to Neary and Lyman.
They had a scrambling for the replay on that one. What ended up happening is a lot of good zonal pressure by Middlebury. Kept a lot of it down here in the Tufts end. The Jumbos weren't able to get it around the wall up past the blue line. And eventually Neary, he had a shot earlier in the shift. He grabbed the puck again at the blue line, took another shot through, and Conrad just tipped it past Poldy.
For Greg Conrad, he is actually, he is a senior. Interestingly enough, last year he was out before the season, had a real bad injury. So, and he just played sparingly in the sophomore year. So for Panther fans who might say, who is Greg Conrad? He's a senior, but really hasn't seen a lot of action, but picks up his first points of the season here. And it was an important goal. It got Middlebury back into it. Nice response. They didn't get their dauber down. They just, you know, they came back, got the goal, and things were looking pretty good.
And the energy level was looking well as well.
It was.
A big thing there.
But 4 minutes later, again, now we've got a big goal mouth scramble at 12:08. Tufts takes the 2-1 lead. Clay Berger credited with the goal. Nick Balboa and David Lackner pick up the assist. Third line for Tufts, so they're hustling. This is the grinder lines. This is not the glamour line for them. But these kids are grinding down low. They got the goal mouth scramble. Popped home.
A lot of jam in front of that net. That was the big thing. It's just jamming away, jamming away, jamming away. And eventually, in goal mouth scrambles, they're able to take advantage of Middlebury losing assignments off the puck and get themselves, a 2-1.
All right, so after the first 20 minutes of play, the Panthers find themselves down by a score of 2-1. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergennes. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in their very competitive lending rates, low-fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your accounts, you'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. You'll like doing business with them. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And this is Martin Clark.
Martin, the Christmas tree looks crooked. It's making the ornaments look lopsided.
It's fine.
No, it's not. It's crooked. It needs to be tilted a little more to the left. Can you fix that?
Fine. Okay, how's that?
Not quite right. Maybe to the right.
Okay.
Wait, maybe a little to the left, or spin it a little.
Spin it? Fine, I'll spin it.
Easy, Martin, you're making the ornaments fall off.
I noticed.
You know, Martin, we should get one of those perfect tree stands, the kind with the straightening foot pedal. What do you think?
I think it might be a little late for that.
For just what you need for all your home projects, from Christmas lights to ornaments and the perfect tree stand, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and on Route 7 in Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to Kenyon Arena. The NHL scoreboard update is sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply, West Street in Bristol, and Route 7 South in Middlebury.
Couple of finals for you, Kim. The New York Rangers defeated Carolina Hurricanes 4-2 at Madison Square Garden. Derek Stepan, Michael Grabner, Chris Kreider,
with a pair for the Rangers in that one. Stahlberg and Rask also scoring goals as the Rangers won 4-2 over the Hurricanes. Flyers defeated the Blackhawks 3-1. Corey Crawford had an emergency appendectomy today in Philadelphia. He did not play that game. And so the Flyers took advantage. Provorov with a pair of goals. Braden Schenn with one. Panarin for the Blackhawks. 3-1 final. Flyers defeated the Blackhawks. A couple games going on presently. Nashville up on the New Jersey Devils. 4-1 in the second period. Taylor Hall's got a goal for the Devils, but P.K. Subban's got one. Roman Josi and Fiala's got a pair for the Predators in that game in Nashville. And in the third period, late in the third, the Boston Bruins a 2-1 lead on the Buffalo Sabres. David Krejci and Patrice Bergeron, the goal scorers. Evander Kane for Buffalo as late third. Boston leads 2-1. Game's going on later tonight. Toronto at Vancouver. There's going to be some festivities in that game because those two teams don't like each other from the last time a month ago. Winnipeg is at St. Louis for a 7 p.m. start. Florida at Ottawa, 7 p.m., as well as Washington at Tampa Bay and Detroit at Columbus at Phoenix, or at Arizona, I should say, for an 8 o'clock start. The Dallas Stars visiting Colorado, 9 p.m. start. Anaheim at Edmonton, 10 p.m. start. That is all the games in the National Hockey League.
All right. The NHL scoreboard update is sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply, West Street in Bristol, and Route 7 South in Middlebury. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance in a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
You're sure to drive in style, mile after mile, when you join the team, Team Deniker.
It's Tom Deniker. Sometimes luck isn't always on your side. Maybe you're recently divorced, lost your job, had an illness in the family, lost your home, declared bankruptcy, or had a vehicle repossessed. In other words, you have really poor credit or no credit. Well, my friends, your luck is about to change. You need a vehicle. No problem. Here's how you get 100% guaranteed credit approval at Deniker Chevrolet. Visit us at Deniker Chevrolet, ask for Brett or David, and ask about 100% guaranteed credit approval. You can come in today and drive out in a vehicle today. We make Deniker deals, and we make you smile. At Deniker Chevrolet, we make it happen. Visit us at Route 7 South in Middlebury, at Deniker Virgens, or DenikerChevrolet.com.
Deniker Chevrolet.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK. Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. Now, back to Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
After the first 20 minutes, it's the Tufts Jumbos on top of Middlebury by a score of 2-1. Panthers came back nicely after Tufts opened the scoring at 6:45, just about a minute and a half later. Greg Conrad got his first goal of the season. But after that, the intensity level kind of dropped for the Panthers. Berger put the Jumbos ahead the 12:08 mark. And Middlebury, Brett, I think they pretty much limped through the end of that first period. Not a lot of intensity. It's just like they're almost like, let's just get to the locker room.
In some ways, yes. I thought their intensity was still better than what we saw in stages yesterday.
Yep.
And so you have to at least take that into account, that they were still able to put together something. Still able to put 10 shots on goal. Yep. We didn't see much of it yesterday. Yep. So
I like the effort that they put forward out there. Their big thing is they have to protect the house. Or as you say, they got to protect that igloo. Okay? Because you can't just leave it to Brian Ketchabaw to defend it right there.
No. All right, let's see how the second period plays out here. Panthers off the draw, send it down into the jumbo zone. Cage. Jumbos regroup. Kavanaugh behind his own net. Middlebury tries to keep it alive. That didn't work. Tufts through the center ice area. Intercepted. Back comes Gisanti. Over the Tufts line. Blocked at the defense. Nice job there off of 22 Kavanaugh. See, blocked the shot from Gisanti, and the puck now goes back into the Middlebury zone. Gisanti couldn't get a stick on it. Goes all the way down. Middlebury able to get there first. Picking it up. Mitch Allen. Allen hauled down, and Tufts able to clear the zone. 19-13 left in the second period. Tufts up 2-1. Jumbo's back into the Middlebury zone behind the net. Ketchabaugh watching the play. Middlebury trying to keep the pressure to the side. Back to the point. Shot through some legs in front. Tufts with the puck. Didn't get a good clean shot around behind the net. Tufts controls the play. Berger over to Haney. Haney's shot goes wide. Near side, big blast off the stick of number 11, Balboa. Ketchabaugh makes that save. Going to be a penalty here against Middlebury for a hit from behind, I think.
Oh, yeah, boarding.
Boarding.
Taking either one.
It's going to be against number 26, I think, Mitch Allen. He's kind of wondering what happened, but it was pretty clear. So at 18:39, left in the second period, Tufts will go on the power play once again. Faceoff going to be back in the Middlebury zone. Cage just trying to clear it, backhands it. Some good second effort. McClellan sends it all the way down the ice. 18:27 left, second period. Tufts 2, Middlebury 1. Through center ice, here come the Jumbos. Gottfried over the Middlebury line, behind the net, still controls the puck. Sends it back into the point. Chopped ahead by Balboa into the corner in front. Middlebury intercepts that one and just backhands it down the ice. Minute 20 left in the Middlebury penalty. Tufts on a line change, throw it deep into the Middlebury zone. Panthers control, able just to chip it out to the center ice area. Scroggins dishes to Brown into the Middlebury zone. Puck on the netting behind Ketchabaugh, and with 54 seconds left now in the penalty, a stoppage in play and a faceoff come to the right side of Mr. Ketchabaugh, the freshman from Rybrook, New York.
Panther.
Now they're saying they're going to bring it outside the zone.
Because Tufts took the shot and rimmed around and landed on the net. Panther Hockey, sponsored by Monument Farms of Weybridge. Join the movement and support local farms.
Dawson picks up the puck from the faceoff, throws it down the ice. Quest in for a little forecheck. Tufts, though, breaks out cleanly. Right side through the neutral ice area into the Middlebury zone. Shot in front. Tried to set up a nice little one-timer there to Scroggins, but he couldn't get a stick on it. And Middlebury dumps it down the ice. 25 seconds now left in the penalty to Middlebury.
Good job by Jimmy McKee to recognize that back door and cut off the pay. He got a piece of it, and that was enough to break it up.
Jumbos now over the Middlebury line. But the puck deflected off of their stick. Man, Middlebury takes advantage of that and ramps it right down the ice. Pulley sends it aside into the corner, but Gisanti on the forecheck able to tie it up. Team's back at full strength, so no harm on that penalty to the Panthers. The Jumbos control. Haney in front of his own net trying to get something going. Long lead pass over the Middlebury line. Lackey couldn't get free. To Haney. Left side. In front. Backhander. Ketchabaugh saw that one off the stick. of McIntyre. And the Panthers clear it to center ice. 16 minutes left in the second period. Fairfax Middlebury cleared it so well to center ice, it's going to be icing on the Panthers. 16 minutes left in the second period. Tufts 2, Middlebury 1.
It's like in football. You blocked so well, you got called for holding. Mm-hmm. You cleared it so well, you got called for icing. That's really what happened there. So that's a good way for all the coaches out there if you ever want to explain that sometimes.
Face off in the Middlebury zone. Jumbos win the draw, but draw it all the way back to the center ice area where they're going to start it. They throw it in on the right side. I think that's going to be offside. No, icing.
They're saying didn't gain the red line when they cleared in. So now Middlebury will get a face off in the offensive zone.
Second period, not a lot of flow so far. 15:55 left. Not much in the way of shots on goal. None for the Panthers, one for the Jumbos. They had a power play opportunity. Tufts now away through center ice on the right side. Shot. Ketchabaugh makes the save, sticks it to the other side. Panthers come in on net. Nice drive there, but stopped nicely by Poldy.
Poldy fumbled that one. Almost gave McClellan a stuff attempt there.
Panthers control. McClellan, nope, he lost control of the puck. Berger with it. Harmless shot into the Middlebury zone. Neary back there for it. Along with Dawson. In front of his own bench, Dawson flips it into the tough zone. Blocked at the defense, and away come the Jumbos. Right side, over the Middlebury line. Jumbo muscled out of the play, but they continue to control the puck. Shot in front. Ketchabaugh saw that one. Sticked into the corner. Jumbo's buzzing all around the Middlebury crease. Finally, Stevens picks it up. Gets it out of the zone to relieve some pressure. Tufts, however, shoots it right back in again. Lackner loses it to Dineen. A pair of 33s. Dineen seen limited action so far this game. Throws it into the tough zone. Allen tries to dig it out, and with 14:20 left now, the Jumbos return through center ice. Left side into the Middlebury zone. They're looking for a line change, so the Panthers get a good break there. Stevens, right side, shot. Poldy, better save. Jumbos clear it down the ice, and you could hear the referees shout. Icing is the call with 14:07 now left in the second period. Tufts on top, 2-1, going back into Poldy's neighborhood for the faceoff.
Believe it or not, that was actually Ketchabaugh you heard.
Really?
That was Brian Ketchabaugh. When he saw the linesman arm go off, he immediately yelled ice for his D partner coming back to make sure he communicated it was an icing. And that's a good goal he does. You communicate well. Stephen Klein does that well, too.
Panthers in the tough zone trying to get something going, but Tufts just keeping them right in the corners, not allowing the Panthers to do much. And now a quick breakout for the Jumbos. Left side shot, not anywhere near the net. Panthers clear it down the ice, and Poldy's going to be forced to make a save on this one. And a Panther down on the ice.
That might be Spencer Cage, and he went down awkwardly. He was coming back on a forecheck, and he just went down in the corner. Couldn't catch which one of the Jumbos he was tied up with, but he whipped into that wall pretty hard, and he hasn't gotten up since. I'm not sure if it's Spencer Cage or not, but he was the one that I saw going into the wall or going in for that play.
Trainer going out to her as well, just to take a look.
Matt Cutts is the athletic trainer here at Middlebury, and he's everybody's now, a couple of guys out there now taking a look. Oh, The first thing you look at is they're just trying to make sure everything's going. He's moving his hands, so that's a good sign. But
why don't we step out here for a two-minute break? You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. Back here at Kenyon Arena. Actually, the person that went down, as Brett said, number 22, Spencer Cage. However, he's skating off under his own power. And just sitting on the bench, so he's not going to the locker room. That's kind of a good sign.
Yeah, that's what that tells us right there is that if they're not bringing him back for any kind of concussion protocol, is he did not hit his head. He might have just gotten winded real badly or something might have stung for a moment. But that is, oh, now he's going back to the locker room. So maybe he did bang his head. But still, that's it's a promising sign that he skated off on his own power.
And from the faceoff, the Panthers throw the puck into the tough zone. Jumbo's come away with it, clearing it through center ice. Two on one if they hurry over the Middlebury line. And just as number 15 was ready to pull the trigger, Panther delayed penalty. Shot from the point, Panthers grab it up. And Farinici had a great opportunity there, but just as he was winding up, penalty against Middlebury, going off is going to be, for the Panthers, is number 23. That'll be Brandon Quast.
Quast for the hook, and he had to, because Farinacci would have had a breakaway if he would have gotten in. Quast yanked the little tug on the glove, and the arm went right up, but had to do it, otherwise it's a breakaway.
It was a good penalty.
Yeah.
It was a good penalty. But that puts the Jumbos back on the power play. They're up by a score of 2-1, 13 minutes left here in the second period. Let's see how Middlebury responds. Jasanti getting the boot out of the faceoff circle. Coming in is Jimmy McKee to take his spot. Left side, Ketchabaugh. Jumbos win it back to the point. Neary with the penalty. Jumbos at center ice over the Middlebury line. They wait. They're setting it up. They've got a man in the slot. Back to the point. And the Panthers catch a break. It's Jasanti now with McKee. Back looking for a shorthanded attempt. The Jumbos, though, defense got back very nicely. There is McKee and Jasanti not able to click for the second Middlebury goal. And back comes Tufts now over the Middlebury line. Jumbos in the midst of a line change. Panthers pick up the puck and shot down the ice. Brent Dineen.
McKee just couldn't get separation to make that a two-on-one. Otherwise, golden opportunity.
1 minute left in the Middlebury penalty. Jumbos back into the Middlebury zone behind the Panther net. Back to the slot. Drive low. Wide. No redirect there. Jumbo still control. Back to the left point. Kelly. Over to Gottfried in front. Middlebury blocks the shot. Takes it away. And back comes McClellan. Along with Danny Jacobs. They go into the tough zone. Jumbos, though, intercepted, but good forechecking by Danny Jacobs. He keeps the puck alive for the Panthers. Ragging the puck, chewing off some valuable time on the penalty. 18 seconds now left on the penalty. Denieri. Jumbos, time for one last rush. 10 seconds remain in the penalty, into the Middlebury zone. Casalito. grabs a hold of the puck, sends it down the ice. Team's back at full strength. 11 minutes now left in the second period. 2-1 Tufts. No scoring in this period. Tufts staking themselves to a 2-1 lead midway through the first period. Jumbo's back into the Middlebury zone. Top of the slot. Right side. Here comes the shot. Nice save by Ketchabaugh as he saw it all the way, but a nice drive there by Sean Cavanaugh, the senior from with the three assists, making his bid for his first goal of the season.
And Ketchabaugh sees it all the way, is able to control the play. And I continue to be impressed with Brian Ketchabaugh's play as we've seen him going, and it's now his second game with the Panthers.
Mm-hmm. Face-off. Left side of the freshman netminder. And Panthers control. Tosolito chips it ahead to Conrad. He can't get anything going, and Tufts slams it back into the Middlebury zone. 10:35 remaining, second period. 2-1 Jumbos over the Panthers. Middlebury shoots it down to the Tufts zone, trying to get something going. A shot from the right point goes wide. Jasanti, shot from the left point, not much going there either. Middlebury player loses his stick. Jasanti, though, shot. Big rebound there. Very unlike Poldy there. He took the shot from Jasanti very nicely, but then he had trouble holding on to it, Brett.
Yeah, second time we've seen that. He's dropped, he's fumbled the shot, and the referees gave him the whistle that time. But second time we've seen Poldy drop, you know, if you're marking in baseball, it'd be an E6 right there.
Middlebury, of course, not happy. There was a bit of a premature whistle there, but nonetheless, the right side of Poldy was where the faceoff will be, deep down in the tough zone. Panthers have Dawson back on the left point. They get it back to him. Around the boards to Allen. Allen tried to feed it back to the to Dawson. That didn't work. And the penalty on the Jumbos. So Middlebury on the power play. Shot. Saved by Poldy. And the Jumbos clear it to center ice. So Middlebury on the power play. Dawson to Stevens. His shot goes wide. Neary keeps it alive on the left side. To Stevens. Down low. Feeds it around to Conrad. Back to Neary. To Stevens. Far side. To Dawson. Can't keep it in the zone. Neary backboard at center ice. 58 seconds left in the Middlebury power play. They're down by one, looking to tie it up. Shot from the point. Greg Conrad looking for his second goal. Is sticked aside by Poldy and shot down the ice.
You know what, Kim? If I'm the Panthers, shoot in his glove. He's dropped two already. Make him have to use both of his hands to stop pucks. That being Mason Poldy.
And a bit of a scramble there in the center ice area. Puck goes up into the crowd.
It was a boisterous student section last night. A little more subdued today.
Well, you know, it's the day after Friday night.
This is true.
I mean, you and I were youngsters at one point.
Sometime, yes. I'm trying to remember those days, but I can't quite do it.
Uh-huh. More proof, then. Just more proof. Panthers shoot it down in the tough zone. 25 seconds left. Middlebury just not really clicking on this power play. They haven't been able to set up anything. Let's see what Bellucci can do. Top of the slot. Bellucci looking to drive it low. Blocked at the defense.
Tufts penalty kill is aggressive up high, Kim. That's why the Panthers can't get anything mounted here.
Dineen can't get anything going. Now McClellan in the far corner. Penalty about ready to expire. Panthers still with the puck. Team's back at full strength. Shot down the ice. Up Dineen has to chase it down there. As McIntyre was in the zone very quickly. 7:58 now left in the second period. 2-1 Tufts. Panthers not much on that power play. Tufts doing an aggressive job, checking the Panthers, keeping them away from the net, and back cutting the jumbos now through center ice. Not much going on there. Puck shot back, Conrad. In the tough zone, hauled down, no call there. A little bit of miscommunication there between Neary and Dawson as neither one of them took the puck when it was shot back to the point. And the Jumbos now control at center ice. On the right side, they dump it low into the Middlebury zone, giving themselves a chance for a line change. Panthers try to bring it up in front of their own bench. They do. But chipped into the crowd. And with 7:12 now left in the second period, a stoppage in play. Tufts 2, Middlebury 1.
Panther Hockey, sponsored by Martin's Hardware, Bristol and Middlebury, your True Value Hardware store. Also by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. And by Foster Motors, home of the We Care People, Route 7 in Middlebury.
From the faceoff at center ice, Middlebury. Contentious to throw it deep into the tough zone. The Jumbos take it aside. Panthers now trying to set something up. Back at the point. Shot comes in. Middlebury gloves it, takes the shot, but it's going to be a hand pass. It's a good idea. Casalito had the right idea there, but obviously the hand pass is not going to work.
I think Quast actually might have been the one that gloved it down. He tried to spin and shoot it, couldn't get a stick on it, and instead coming in was Mitch Allen, and that's when they blew it down for a hand pass. Good idea, as you said, but the referee's on top of it, blowing that whistle for the hand pass and sending it out to the neutral zone.
6:50 now left in the second period. Jumbos taking the play into the Middlebury zone. Balboa. Quick shot. Great one-time shot there by David Lackner from about 5 feet in front of Ketchabaugh, but he saw it all the way, made the easy save. Holds on for a faceoff with 6:33 now left. Second period.
Ketchabaugh read that all the way, too, because he was telescoping out as that puck came to the top of the circle there. So he read that well all the way as well.
Face off to the left to Ketchabaugh. Panthers draw it back behind their net. In front, Middlebury player Bellucci lost his stick.
I think it exploded on him.
And Panthers not able to clear it out. There's a delayed penalty also. Going to be a delayed penalty to Middlebury. They touch up. And there's going to be a hold on the call, sending the Jumbos back on the power play.
Wonder if it had to do with that stick just absolutely exploding. Off the sea, heading to the penalty box, though. Looks like it's Brett Denis.
Tufts going back on the power play. Denine in the box. Face off in the Middlebury zone. Panthers grab a hold of it. Fail to clear it out. Held in nicely by Haney at the point. Second time, Middlebury still can't clear it out. Another broken stick in on goal. Shot. Ketchabaugh makes the save and hangs on. Sticks exploding out there. Another one just broke up there.
Yeah, it's going to be a yard sale going on with all these sticks. That time, though, that was Anthony Farinacci, number 15. He had his stick explode on him right off the faceoff, went back to the bench, got a new stick, came back out, had that shot.
And now penalty against Middlebury. Brandon Dawson going to the penalty box. Middlebury now will be two men down for a minute 48.
I got numbers for you on this one. This is the sixth time that Middlebury has been down two men. They've allowed one goal in the previous five opportunities. And for Tufts, they've had 4 5-on-3 chances this season. They're 2 for 4.
Scroggins, Farinacci, and Brown on the defense. Stahl and Kavanaugh. Cross-checking the call against Brendan Dawson. Face-off in the Middlebury zone. Back to Stahl. Left side. To Scroggins, to Stahl. Cross-ice Kavanaugh. Left side. To Stahl. Down low to Scroggins. Puck goes over the top of the net. Back to the point to Kavanaugh. Left side walks in. Top of the slot, in front, shot just goes wide, deflected by the crease. Kavanaugh, Panthers, two men down. 5-on-3 for the Panthers. Over to Scroggins. One-timer, score! It's going to be Sean Kavanaugh picking up the power play goal, and Tufts extends their lead to 3-1.
That is just how you work a 5-on-3. Collapse it down low, just funnel everything down low. I mean, you're getting blasts from the top of the circle, so... They work the puck around, set up the one-timer. You get the goalie sliding around. You get all three defensemen essentially standing still from the puck movement. Now Tufts has a two-goal lead.
That goal coming at the 14:23 mark extends the lead to Tufts to 3-1, and still a minute 18 left in their power play. One man down, over across one more time to Scroggins. New defensive combinations. Gottfried out there along with Haney. Haney in front to Scroggins, the shot. Good blocker there by Ketchabaugh. Panthers unable to clear it out. Finally they do, and they just relieve some pressure. New penalty killing unit out for the Panthers. 51 seconds now left in the Middlebury penalty. Here come the Jumbos again. Over the line. It's Stahl.
Kavanaugh from Stahl and Scroggins on the power play goal. The 5-on-3. Time of the goal is at 15. Check that. Time of the goal, 14:33.
16 seconds left. Tufts looks like a little of the energy is out of their power play here as Middlebury's doing a good job on the forecheck. Now they go over the line. It's going to be offside. So with 4:10 left, a faceoff, 9 seconds left in the penalty to Brandon Dawson.
And we're starting to see Middlebury's energy sag here in the second half of this period. And Tufts getting a couple of those penalties, getting the power play. You know, we haven't seen Spencer Cage come back, which probably plays into it a little bit. But before that even, you're starting to see that energy sag here from the Panthers again.
Penalty has expired. Teams are now back at full strength. But it's the Jumbos with the puck in their own zone. Through the center ice area. Right side into the Middlebury zone. Cross ice pass there right through the goal crease. Panthers intercept but couldn't get it out initially. Now they do on some second effort. They at least able to get to their bench area. Skating back there for it is McIntyre for the Jumbos. Up to Gottfried, sends it into the Middlebury zone. Leary can't keep it alive in there. And the Panthers, right in front of the Tufts bench, dig for the puck. Casalito, right side, in front of his own bench, over the line, shot goes wide, Pulte watches it. Puck rebounds all the way out to the center ice area. Panthers grab a hold of it, just chip at it, but it's the Jumbos coming away with it. 3:11 left now. Send it deep into the Middlebury zone. Back there for it. Conrad. He can't get anything going. Picked up by Sauden. Kapu. Shot in front. Panthers can't clear it. Finally they do. They left a tantalizing rebound right in front of Ketchabaugh. And the Jumbos apply some more pressure. High shot off the shoulder pad of Ketchabaugh. Rebounds down the ice. Vinny Gisanti. Good speed to Stevens, the shot, and Pugh makes the save on his knees. Just enveloped that right into the pads, and with 2:34, a face-off at deep in the tough zone, Jumbos on top by a score of 3-1, a 5-on-3 power play goal off the stick of Kavanaugh, the only scoring thus far in the second period.
Panthers have to pick up their energy. Because right, other than that shot, it's, again, they're sagging back a little bit now here trying to defend.
Tufts sends it back into the Middlebury zone. Bellucci behind his own net. 2:12 left, second period. Middlebury desperately trying to get some offense going here. Not much going there. Penalty coming up against Middlebury. Or is it Tufts? I think it's going to be Middlebury.
The way they're reacting, the way, it's going
to
be.
Yeah, there's going into the box, number 39, Danny Jacobs, and not at all happy about that. So Tufts back on the power play. 2:03 left in the second period, so this power play should just about finish out the second period. Face off in the Middlebury zone. Tufts looking for more. Already have one power play goal this period. Shot just goes wide. Kelly with it. In the Middlebury zone. He's got Godfrey back at the point. He dishes. One time shot by Kelly. Blocked. Interference the call. Tufts in on net. Panthers block it, but not out. Picked up by Dan Kelly. Another Panther now down on the ice. And a whistle and a stoppage in play.
Yeah, it's Andrew Neary. What's happening is Tufts players down low are trying to create separation. And sometimes when players do that, they're a little lumber to the back. And that's what happened right there. Neary got a stick right to the back. And wasn't feeling too good about it. Wanted a penalty call, but neither armband put the hand up.
Mm-mm. Nope. 1:30 left in the Middlebury penalty.
By the way, Danny Jacobs, he against Plattsburgh, as there is a conference now between all the officials. Danny Jacobs had four penalties in that game against Plattsburgh, the third place game in the Prime Link. And it was just, that was one of those frustrating games for him. Like, nothing, no matter what he did, he was going to get called for something. Mm-hmm. So,
well, he wasn't too very happy about this one either. He was protesting pretty good. Stahl and Kavanaugh, the shot goes into the netting as they combine for the first power play goal this period for Tufts. They're back on the ice. Along with Scroggins. So the gang's all here for the Jumbos. Brian Brown. Back to Stahl. Top of the slot. To Scroggins. Far side, tried to feed it over to Brown. He got it to him, but not in a position to pass it. Behind the net, back to the top of the slot. To Scroggins. Scroggins can't get the shot away. Middlebury picks it up and dishes it down the ice.
And if you watch, though, again, Tufts sending somebody on the back door. Middlebury starting to not pay attention to it. And that's why they can get all those passes going across.
Last minute of play. Jumbos from their own blue line. Kavanaugh, right side, into the Middlebury zone. In front, shot, save, rebound, cleared aside. Brown in the corner to Scroggins. One-time shot. Dished it to the side. That didn't work. Brown, 30 seconds left. Middlebury to Scroggins. Over to Godfrey. Shot. Good Olay catch there by Brian Ketchabaugh. 22 seconds now left in the penalty and 25 seconds left in the period, but Tufts just knock, knock, knocking on the Panther door.
I'm going to tell you who the best player on the Panthers is tonight. He's in net. Ketchabaugh is the best player for the Panthers tonight. He's made several good key saves.
Back to Kelly at the point. In the faceoff. Tufts brings it around behind the net, feed it in front, trying to get some scramble in the goal mouth area. That didn't work as Lackey couldn't pull the trigger. Lackey with it again in the corner. Top of the slot. There it comes. Nice save. Deflected into the netting. And with 2.9 seconds, teams are back at full strength, and Middlebury should be able to weather this and go to the locker room and hopefully have some major regrouping coming out in the third period.
Yeah, a major gut check for the Panthers going into the locker. This is a big gut check for this team. A gut check that maybe we haven't seen since before the championship dates.
Face off. Puck goes into the corner.
Clock started late.
I'm going to say that's the longest 2.9 seconds I can remember.
Yep. clock started late, so the referee just blew it dead.
All right, so there goes the horn, and a period that Middlebury would like to forget finally comes to an end. Little bit of a drama. Spencer Cage going off after a big hit midway through that second period. Tufts the only goal, a 5-on-3 power play opportunity, and after the first two periods, the Jumbos find themselves over the Panthers by a score of 3-1. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Foster Motors is a family-owned dealership that has been caring about their customers for generations. Their excellence in customer service is recognized in their achievement of the Fiat Chrysler Automobiles 2016 Inaugural Customer First Award for Excellence. Foster Motors is one of only 124 dealerships in the country and the only dealership in Vermont to win this award. When shopping for your next car, visit Foster Motors Jeep Dodge Ram Chrysler on Route 7 in Middlebury, Vermont.
And remember, at Foster Motors, we care.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Just what you need to get your projects done right. Shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And this is Martin Clark.
Martin, the Christmas tree looks crooked. It's making the ornaments look lopsided.
It's fine.
No, it's not. It's crooked. It needs to be tilted a little more to the left. Can you fix that?
Fine. Okay, how's that?
Not quite right. Maybe to the right.
Okay.
Wait, maybe a little to the left, or spin it a little.
Spin it? Fine, I'll spin it.
Easy, Martin, you're making the ornaments fall off.
I noticed.
You know, Martin, we should get one of those perfect tree stands, the kind with the straightening foot pedal. What do you think?
I think it might be a little late for that.
For just what you need for all your home projects, from Christmas lights to ornaments and the perfect tree stand, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and on Route 7 in Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to Kenyon Arena, where after the second period, the Panthers find themselves down to the Tufts Jumbos by 2 goals, 3-1 the score. In that second period, just 1 goal. It was a power play goal, a 5-on-3 advantage for Tufts. And at the 14:23 mark, Kavanaugh, Scroggins, and Stahl combined to extend that lead to Tufts to 3-1. It went like this. Left side walks in. Top of the slot. In front shot. Just goes wide, deflected by the crease. Kavanaugh. Panthers, two men down. 5-on-3 for the Panthers. Over to Scroggins. One-timer. Score! Going to be Sean Kavanaugh picking up the power play goal, and Tufts extends their lead to 3-1. Tufts, a couple opportunities after that, another couple power play opportunities, but as Brett said, Brian Ketchabaugh right now the best player on the ice for the Panthers, and right now I wouldn't say that the Panthers are looking desperate, Brett, but this is kind of a woodshed moment, you think, in that locker room right now?
Yeah, it's... If, and
in the past, I've been through these situations on teams that you think are going to be better and just not playing good early. Neil Sinclair is probably giving them something along the lines of, you guys need to take stock of where you're at, you know, in terms of what we're doing out there. Because right now, you saw the energy level wane a little bit, and still, one of the things that has been constant throughout that period was is Middlebury not quite paying attention to what's on the weak side of the ice. And that's what's been hurting them tonight. That's what's been hurting them in the mistakes that they've made this season. So now, if I'm coach, I'm like, hey, let's take inventory of where we are mentally in our defensive responsibilities, and we got to fix them if we want to become better.
The third period has not been kind to the Panthers this season, and they face the double task now of being down by two goals going into the third period when arguably they're not playing their best hockey. So Neil Sinclair, I'm sure, has got some magic in a bottle that he is now administering to the troops during the second intermission here.
It's got to be some magic, nothing short of Mr. Miyagi at this point, because it's... You know, we're talking, this team needs to get off the table, get off the mat, and really start playing the hockey that we know they're capable of playing. And this isn't an indictment of Neil Sinclair. He's they're coaching the right way. They're giving them the tools. Just the players right now have got to buckle up. You know, just let's get these bootstraps up and let's start working. And that's how they're going to approach these last 20 minutes. Mason Poldy's not playing a spectacular game.
No, he's not.
And so he's dropped a couple pucks. Let's throw pucks in his gloves. Let's make him make plays. If he wants to win this game, he's got to win this game. But don't allow Tufts to dictate the terms of the third period. That's what we got to do.
You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
There's a beautiful furniture store in Middlebury that you have to check out. It's Woodware Fine Furniture. They have dining and living room sets in gorgeous woods like cherry, maple, and oak, chairs, sofas, bedding, and great varieties of all. Or if you don't see it there, just ask Drew and he can probably get it for you. Woodware also provides shipping and delivery. You've probably seen the Woodware truck. It's everywhere. Woodware Fine Furniture. Handmade woodcrafts, toys, and fine furniture for 30 years. Woodware, Route 7 South, Middlebury.
How many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services of One Credit Union on Green Street in Vergennes do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the out-of-town NESCAC scoreboard, sponsored by Monument Farms, the family-owned dairy in Weybridge.
NESCAC action. It's late first. Amherst and Trinity tied at one in Hartford. End of the second, Hamilton's got a 2-0 lead on Wesleyan. And Williams, well, that's a big score. Williams, a 6-3 lead on Connecticut College. End of the second period down there, as you say, in the land of the purple cow. That is some low-scoring game going on there.
Yeah.
Later tonight, Bowdoin at Colby. I always like to throw in our women's hockey team, Middlebury and Connecticut College. 1-1 final between the Lady Panthers.
So they salvage a point on the weekend.
Salvage 1 point out of the possible four. And so Conn College will be first place in the NESCAC on the women's side of things. And so that's in terms of the NESCAC side of things. Any other scores that we might want to look at here in... let's see. Hobart leads Skidmore 1-0. That's late in the first period at Skidmore over there in Saratoga. Norwich and Babson are scoreless. End of the first up in Norwich. And that's St. Michael's, a 2-2 tie with UMass Boston late first period. So that's looking like it's going to be an interesting game as well. Plattsburgh, I believe, plays later tonight.
Yeah, the rest of the games, I think, are all
everybody else going. The late night variety, but that is that's the scoreboard as we see it.
The out-of-town NESCAC scoreboard is sponsored by Monument Farms, the family-owned dairy in Weybridge, and we've got about 4 minutes now before the start of the third period. And Brett, your thoughts? Do the Panthers have to come out real hot and strong to make a statement here, and make a statement to Tufts that they're going to play it?
They need to make a statement to themselves that they're going to be committed to playing a full 60 minutes. It starts with these 20. Come out, play hard, just like they did in the first period. Hard every shift, get aggressive on the forecheck, put pucks in the net, make Mason Poldy work to earn this victory. That's what the Panthers have to do for this third period. If they don't, we're just going to be going through motions for 20 minutes.
Yep. Well, we'll see. We've got a full period coming up. We've got a Panther team, I'm sure, that now really is going to want to come out and play some good hockey here. Not just for the fans, but for themselves.
Yeah.
Get committed to the team. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
You're sure to drive in style, mile after mile, when you join the team, Team Deniker.
It's Tom Deniker. Sometimes luck isn't always on your side. Maybe you're recently divorced, lost your job, had an illness in the family, lost your home, declared bankruptcy, or had a vehicle repossessed. In other words, you have really poor credit or no credit. Well, my friends, your luck is about to change. You need a vehicle, no problem. Here's how you get 100% guaranteed credit approval at Deniker Chevrolet. Visit us at Deniker Chevrolet, ask for Brett or David, and ask about 100% guaranteed credit approval. You can come in today and drive out in a vehicle today. We make Deniker deals, and we make you smile. At Deniker Chevrolet, we make it happen. Visit us at Route 7 South in Middlebury, at Deniker Virgens, or DenikerChevrolet.com.
Deniker Chevrolet.
Foster Motors is a family-owned dealership that has been caring about their customers for generations. Their excellence in customer service is recognized in their achievement of the Fiat Chrysler Automobiles 2016 Inaugural Customer First Award for Excellence. Foster Motors is one of only 124 dealerships in the country and the only dealership in Vermont to win this award. When shopping for your next car, visit Foster Motors Jeep Dodge Ram Chrysler on Route 7 in Middlebury, Vermont.
And remember, at Foster Motors, we care.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust. and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Kim Lohr, Brett Luchner here at Kenyon Arena. After 40 minutes, Middlebury finds themselves down to the Jumbos by a score of 3-1. This 20 minutes can be very important to Middlebury College Hockey. Panthers need to come out with some fire in their eye. Put together a good 20 minutes. Middlebury's lone goal, Greg Conrad, his first goal of the season was way back in the first period at the 8:13 mark off the stick of Miriam Lyman. Other than that, Tufts has pretty much ruled the roost here. In that second period, Tufts had a 5-on-3 power play advantage. Sean Cavanaugh struck for the third goal, and Tufts extended that lead to 3-1 as the period closed out. This period, Tufts down at the Cornwall end of the ice. Middlebury will be skating left to right on your radio dial. And here we go. It's Jasanti pushing the puck ahead. Into the Tufts zone to Turnbull. Their stop. Tufts with the puck. Scroggins over the Middlebury line. Panthers return the play, though. Jasanti, long shot from just over the blue line. Panthers can't keep it alive. Back to the defense it goes. Cozzolito. Panthers not able to keep the puck alive. Shot down the ice. Jumbos with it. Try to send it back to the point. Shot goes way wide of the crease there off the stick of Haney. Middlebury having some difficulty clearing the puck out. Stevens with it now. Ahead to Jasanti. The end of a long shift. Jasanti over the line. He's stopped. Allen can't bring the puck in. Jasanti goes to the bench. 18:59 left in the third period. Gottfried through center ice. Left side for the Jumbos. Throws into the Middlebury zone. Stopped by Ketchabaugh. And back come the Panthers. Jacobs over the line in front. That's off its moorings. And a whistle and a stoppage in play. Nice job there with Mitch Allen and Danny Jacobs. But crash in the net. Came off the crease. Came off the mooring. Stoppage in play. 18:37.
But I like to see that drive to the net, really. You know, those are the sorts of things that a team that's down, they don't do that. You know, they're just like, all right, let's throw a shot at goal. Let's go around the net. Let's head back the other way. But at least there's some net drive. There's some presence going on there. So I like to see that for sure.
3-1 the score. Tufts over the Panthers. Faceoff going to be coming out in the center ice area at the faceoff dot in front of the penalty box. Panthers win the draw. Quickly, Bellucci shoots it in. Tufts back there for it. They handle the puck, able to clear it down the ice. Foot race, Bellucci gets back there, icing the call. And with 18:25, we'll walk this one all the way back to Mason Pooldy's neighborhood. Faceoff will be coming to the right side of the senior netminder from Lexington, Massachusetts.
Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network, sponsored by the National Bank of Middlebury, as well as by Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, near Motorsports headquarters.
Puck shot into the corner off the faceoff. Tufts comes away with it. Skating at center ice.
Another icing
call.
Tufts wanted to change up, and that's not going to be allowed.
No,
so
no, referees over there guarding the bench, so no change the line there. Leary actually was pretty, all you need to do is a few more steps, he would have been over center ice, but
yeah.
Loose the shot a little bit too soon. Jasanti out with McClellan in Turnbull. Jasanti looking to draw it back to the point to Jimmy McKee. His shot blocked, and back comes Tufts. Over the Middlebury line, shot on goal, save, rebound in front, cleared aside by the Panthers. Grade A opportunity for the Jumbos, and the Panthers able to clear it away after Ketchaball made a great save. Back come the Panthers now. McClellan, left side, into the tough zone, around to Turnbull behind the net. Back to the point, shot, good save there off the stick of Casalito. And a stoppage in play, 17:47 left. 3-1 the score. Tufts with the advantage.
These are the little mistakes that you don't want to make. McKee, when that puck came to him at the point, you should know in your head, that clock does it ticks too fast. Shouldn't have shot that. Send it around the wall. Set it up there.
Faceoff. Panthers get a nice drive from the left point. Better save, though, by Poldy. And now the puck out over the center ice area. Dawson has to retreat there to pick it up. Ahead to Danny Jacobs, around behind the net with Stevens after it. To Mitch Allen. Allen can't keep it alive. Tufts skates it out through center ice. Going to be a penalty coming up here against Middlebury.
Yep, it's going to be a boarding call for what happened down there in the corner. Just
Middlebury not staying out of the box. This is going to be Travis Stevens going in.
He rolled into his check, but the puck was already away, and in doing so, he caused the boarding call. Time of the penalty, 2:45.
As my good friend Jim LaBerge says, there's four keys to success in the game, Brett. Move your feet, bury your chances, block shots, and stay out of the penalty box.
Stay out of the box.
Tufts on the power play. 17-10, shot from the point. Nice save by Ketchabaugh. Threw some legs. Saw the shot all the way, and 1:53 still left in the Middlebury penalty.
Yeah, but Ketchabaugh has been the calming influence back there in this game. Really, he continues to play well.
Scroggins tried to make a move, but there was a hand pass. So a whistle and a stoppage in play. 17 minutes exactly left in the game. Tufts 3, Middlebury 1.
Well, it's interesting. I thought that they should have just let that go. I didn't think it was directed at a Middlebury player, but they're still saying you knocked it down with your hand and your teammate picked it up. We're calling the hand pass.
Farinacci for the draw for the Jumbos. Shot back to the point. Goes wide. Farinacci with it one more time. Back to the point to Stahl.
Penalty.
Whistle. And a penalty there.
Hooking call is going to be coming. I think that's going to kill off the rest of this power play. No, it's going to be on Middlebury.
Middlebury gets another penalty. It's Jimmy McKee. And so the Panthers are going to find themselves in another 5-on-3 situation here for a minute and 34 seconds as Tufts draws the second penalty. McKee goes to the box. Kavanaugh and Stahl at the point for the Jumbos.
As your good friend has said, we got to say it over and over again. Stay out of the box.
3:11, back to the point. Kavanaugh. To Stahl, and Kavanaugh playing catch, shot in front, blocked aside there. Brown tried to stuff it home on the short side. Brown to Stahl. Kavanaugh, Stahl, shot. You heard it ring off the post.
That might have gotten a stick on the way in, too. I thought it got Romoff's, It might have gotten, that was last year, Dawson's stick. Before it rang off the bar and went above.
Panthers, two men in the penalty box for the next minute and 10 seconds. 5-on-3 hockey. Tufts in the Middlebury zone. Brian Brown behind the net. Sends it back to Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh walks on in front, shot, score! Sean Kavanaugh, another 5-on-3 power play goal, and Tufts extends the lead 4-1.
He had all sorts of room to skate with that puck. He was able to create his own angle on that shot and
catch a ball. He just tried to stay with, and in the end, just got it ripped right over the blocker side. So penalties costly once again.
Brown should pick up one of the assists on that, but we'll wait for Bruce Zeman to give us the official word. But for Kavanaugh, that's his second power play goal, and Tufts still on the power play. 1:12 left. Middlebury, one player down. Shot in front. Catch a ball. Makes the save. Panthers grab it, and they send it down the ice. Right on goal. Poldy makes the save. Hangs on for a faceoff. That Tufts goal coming at the 3:49 mark. 5-on-3 power play opportunity. Kavanaugh converts.
8 penalties against the Panthers today. And it's led to a pair of 5-on-3s, which Tufts has scored on.
Well, I guess that plays right into the bury your chances.
Mm-hmm.
Tufts certainly doing that. 4-1 over Middlebury. 15:50 left in the third period. 1:01 remaining in the McKee penalty. Face off in the Tufts zone.
The Tufts goal, power play goal, and his second game. Scored by number 26, Sean Kavanaugh. The assist number 9, Brian Brown. Goal coming in 3:49.
Brown picks up the only assist.
That's Kavanaugh.
45 seconds left. Tufts back to the point. Took one more time. A shot. Off of Scroggins, but Ketchabaugh makes the save as Cooper Stahl loaded up on that one.
And they're loading up on shots now. And it's 33-18 on the board. And this is, we wanted to see the Panthers come out with some intensity, with some fire, with some spark. And after that first penalty, it's right back to staying on their heels.
Shots on goal this period, a total of 6 for Tufts, 1 for the Panthers. 40 seconds left on the Tufts power play. Face off deep in the Middlebury zone. Stahl and Kavanaugh back at the point. They've done an amazing job on the penalty or the power play for Tufts today. And it's back there to Kavanaugh one more time. This time, however, can't keep it in, as there's a nice job by Mark McClellan just to forecheck it. Panthers now trying to chew some time off the clock. Long shot there off the stick of number 23, Quest. Tufts now with 11 seconds left. Over the line goes Scroggins. And a good shot. A better save by Ketchabah. And with 5 seconds left in the penalty, a face-off in the Middlebury zone. So the Panthers should win this one quite nicely. 14:53 remaining in the game. Middlebury down by a score of 4-1 to the Tufts Jumbos. Davis, shot from the point. Teams are back at full strength. Puck still in the Middlebury zone. Dawson with it behind his net. Tries a long pass for Stevens. He takes it into the tough zone. Back there for it, Dan Kelly, though. Stevens and Kelly battle for the puck. But it's Kelly coming away with it. Kelly had the stick kind of chopped out of his hand and holds on for a faceoff.
They're going to get Stevens on that. They're going to get Stevens for the slash.
And the parade to the sin bin continues for Middlebury. Stevens now going into the penalty box, giving Tufts another power play opportunity. 14:22 remaining in the third period. Tufts already on top by a score of 4-1.
And the referee that was 5 feet away from it didn't call, but the back referee all the way at the red line saw it, and the arm went right up.
Panthers grab the puck from the faceoff and just rip it down the ice. Poldy saves it. Sets it aside to Brown. Allen on the forecheck. Brown breaks free over the Middlebury line. Brown drop pass to Scroggins. Goes into the corner. Farinici with it. To Brown. Shot from the side. Score! Brown dishes off. Tufts puts it home from the short side. And it's another power play goal for Tufts as they extend their lead to 5-1.
Just being able to step in front, they're getting all sorts of room to skate on the power play. And just able to, Brown steps right out in front, wrist shot low, found a hole on catch a ball. Now a five spot here, and this is last period and a half has been all jumbos. And now a timeout for Coach Neil Sinclair. Yes. And at this point, I'm not sure if he's pleading to his team at this point or what the message is going on. There's no chalk talk going on here.
No.
This is a plea to get themselves going. Usually a coach, when they talk, they won't get down this low to talk to his team. I mean, Neil Sinclair is practically sitting while he's talking to the team.
Yep. So the jumbos take advantage of Middlebury's parade to the penalty box. 1, 2, 3 power play goals.
And 3 for 9 on a power play. That's incredible. To get 9 power play opportunities is incredible in itself. They've converted on the last 3. Of course, 2 of them 5-on-3.
Yeah. But,
well, while we're at it, I might as well say, Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network, brought to you by Lathrop Forest Products for more than 6 generations. Lathrop Forest Products has been proudly serving landowners with a full array of logging and land clearing services. Our professional crew is dedicated to helping clients in logging and timber management. Lathrop Forest Products on South Street in Bristol.
Number 26, Cooper Strong. The goal is 6-10.
That's Scroggins from Farinacci and Stahl. Power play goal.
Scroggins picks up the goal from Farinacci and Stahl. 5-1. Tufts over Middlebury. Tufts flips it back into the Middlebury zone. Around behind the net it goes. Stahl is having himself quite the game. And the Tufts coming on net one more time. Shot just goes wide, but Tufts looking for more. Haney, top of the slot, shot. Catch a ball, makes the save, and hangs on. 13-17 remaining in the contest. 5-1. Tufts over the Panthers.
And catch a ball is still going to have to do a lot of work. Tufts is going to... The way they're going, they're going to put 40, 45 shots on goal before this one's done.
Panthers grab the puck, shoot it down the ice. Tufts back there very quickly as Davis was back on the defense for the Jumbos. Push it ahead. 1-on-1, 2-on-1, developing shot. Catch a ball, makes the nice save off the chest blocker. Jumbos still looking for more as that was a nice drive there by Lackner, turning a one-on-one into a two-on-one with a trailer. Lackner on the forecheck, but the Panthers break through with Neary. Shooting it into the tough zone. Nothing going there. Jumbos back. Lackner, left side, over the line to Berger. Jumbos in the corner. Berger with it. Knock to the ice. But Tufts controls. Back to the point. Stahl. Shot goes wide. Kavanaugh on the other point. Can't get the puck. And the Panthers able to skate it through center ice. Nope. They decide to pass it back into their own zone. Try to regroup. 12:05 now left in the third period. Panthers down 5-1. Over the Tufts line. In front. Tufts able to get back quickly. Panthers on the line change. Keep some pressure there, but back come the Jumbos. Over the Middlebury line. In on goal. Panthers intercept. McKee to Belushi. Up to Conrad. Conrad sends it deep into the Jumbo zone. Lyman with it to McKee. McKee's shot blocked at the point. Brown with it. Left side in front of his own bench. Over the Middlebury line. Waits. Tufts on a line change. Brown waiting for the troops to get in the zone. Tufts setting it up. Brown still with it. Back to the left point. Turnaround shot. Brown looking to get off the ice, and the Panthers intercepted that one and shot it down the ice. Neil Sinclair now with a line change. But back come the Jumbos. Left side. Drop pass into the Middlebury zone. Shot in front. Deflects over the top of the crossbar. Good opportunity for Lackey and Leary there, but they weren't able to connect. Jumbos control. right point. Into the slot area. Panthers intercept. Two on two coming the other way. Jasanti. With Pacini. Back to the point. Wrist shot. Dineen had that one blocked. And it's the Jumbos now breaking at center ice. Gain the center line. Dump it so that there's a line change. 10:25 left in the third period. 5-1 Tufts. Middlebury player hauled down. There will be a penalty as number 10 for the Panthers, Joey Pacini, was hauled down, and going to the penalty box is going to be number 28. That's Macklin Sauden. He'll be going in and give Middlebury an opportunity here. 10:12 left in the game. Middlebury on the power play now for the next 2 minutes.
Get the legs moving. Next thing you know, sticking his feet, hauled down. That's what the Panthers have needed to do. Yep. Most of this game haven't done so thus far.
Well, Tufts knew what to do there. They grabbed a hold of the puck from the faceoff and just shot it back into the Middlebury zone. So the Panthers regroup in their end of the ice. Here they come. At center ice, it's Turnbull on the right side to McClellan in the corner, deep in the Tufts zone. Big hit there as Turnbull really leveled number 4, Dan Kelly, for the Tufts. Jumbo shot in front, blocked at the defense. And it's Kelly now just calmly sending the puck down the ice. 1:22 left in the Middlebury power play.
I think Turnbull wanted to get to the front of the net, and Dineen's shot hit him on the way through. Just, it's sometimes that happens.
Stevens, right side, over the Tufts line, in on goal. Tried to split the defense like a cord of wood, but just didn't quite have enough to make it through. Stevens with it one more time, around behind the net. To Allen. Allen, right side to Neary. Neary in front, one touch, a score! Neary over to Allen, and the Panthers come up with the second goal of the night. That goal coming at the 10:54 mark.
First career goal for Mitch Allen, and that was well set up. Almost a disaster, a soft pass at the point, but when Neary gathered it, he saw Allen on the weak side, snapped the pass over to him.
A beauty shot. That's a power play goal for the Panthers, and they draw a little closer now, down by a score of 5-2.
First career, as the crowd doesn't understand, it's Mitch Allen's first career goal, and so they're keeping the puck.
All right, let's see what that does for the Panthers. Still a long hill to climb here. 8:57 remaining, and they shoot the puck back into the Tufts zone. So Pulte giving up the second goal of the night. A great shot by Mitch Allen. The Jumbo player taken out. Big check there. Number 12, Mike Leary, needs to get some headlights adjusted on that one as he took a big hit in front of the Middlebury bench.
There was a moose coming through. I didn't see which one it was, but moose crossing it out was just a thump right in front of the Middlebury bench.
8:34 remaining. Panthers 2, Tufts 5. Face off, left side of Ketchabaugh. Kelly has it back at the point for the Jumbos. Passes it around behind the net in front. Ketchabaugh not... couldn't really see where it was. Fortunately, it wasn't in front of the net. Berger has it. With Lackner. Panthers now starting to lay the lumber out. Some good checking there by the Panthers. Just real nice. But it's the Jumbos. Back to the point. Shot. Save. Rebound. Panthers cleared away.
So Neary and Dawson, now the Panthers off to kill off the power play again. As it looks like Conrad's going to the bench.
Number 5, Andrew Neary and Brendan Dawson. Goal comes in 12:06 in the third period.
Got it. penalty for the Panthers going in the box. Greg Conrad, so Tufts back on the power play. 7:55 now left in the third stanza. Weak shot from the corner, goes all the way through. Ketchabaugh makes the save. Panthers just loft a high one down the ice.
I think the linesman didn't realize that there was a penalty.
I think we'll just chalk that one up to ref can't remember. Panthers at center just trying to kill the penalty off. Tufts, now they're setting the power play up. Brown, right side, over the Middlebury line. Back on the defense, Stahl and Kavanaugh. And now to Scroggins. Scroggins in front, shot. Good save. Ketchabaugh in a bunch of traffic there, just picked that one like an apple off the tree and hung on for the save. 7:13 remaining, third period, Tufts 5, Middlebury 2.
Yeah, we're starting to see some of the fans heading for the exits. Earl, this is, I don't know if Middlebury fans know how to deal with this, because this isn't something that happens every day with the Panthers.
Face off, the Panthers shoot it down the ice. Giasanti on his high horse beats all the Tufts defenders back there for it, but Tufts comes away with it. It's Kelly. Through center ice go the Jumbos. Balboa. Back to the point. Tried to feed it over to Gottfried. He does. Gottfried feeds it low. Goes back to the point. Has it now. Top of the slot. One-time shot in front. Block Balboa. Looking for it again. To Gottfried. To Balboa. Balboa walks in on goal. Shot. Wrist shots. Second one. Good rebound. Two great saves by Ketchabaugh. 25 seconds left in the Middlebury penalty. Kelly. Being harassed there by McClellan. Finally, Tufts over the Middlebury line. Right side into the corner. Middlebury steals the puck momentarily, but it's Balboa. Nick Balboa turns around. Shot just goes wide of the crease. Finally, Middlebury able to clear it out down the ice. As the penalty is expired, Panthers 2-on-1. Coming on, goals. Score! Greg Conrad fresh as a daisy right out of the penalty box. Puts it home, and Middlebury closes the gap to 5-3.
Well, it's getting interesting. Conrad just stepped right out of the box, and next thing you know, the puck's on his stick. He races off for the 2-on-1. And Conway just waits, realizes the defenseman was going to take the shot or take the pass. Mm-hmm. So he just looked for a hole on Poldy and snapped a 5-hole on him.
Conrad, that's his second goal of the season. Excuse me, it's not only the second goal of the season, second goal of the game for Conrad. So he's making a contribution here. 5:45, Middlebury down by 2. But I got to say, there's more energy in this third period, Brett, than we've seen in a lot of third periods for Middlebury before. They seem to be getting a little bit of a spark.
You hope it's not too little too late. Because Middlebury in his last 5 minutes has really stepped up. After that timeout call by Neil Sinclair.
It was a good one.
The Middlebury goal is second of the game. Score number 25, Greg Conrad. Goals unassisted coming at 14:04 of the third period.
Unassisted Conrad.
I'm sure they'll add one later on
there
because that was
one
a pass up. So.
The third period.
Panthers in their own zone. Up ahead to Stevens. Into the tough zone. Shot. Nobody there for a big, fat, juicy rebound, but the Panthers keep it alive. Dawson to McClellan in the corner. A little more urgency now for the Panthers, but taking it away. Lackey. Skating through his own zone. Dishes right side, left side. To Haney. Shot. Tufts player goes in the net, but the puck doesn't. Ketchabaugh helps him out. gives him a little tap on the butt with his stick. Jumbo's shoot it back into the Milbury zone. McClellan picks up the assist on that third Panther goal. Four minutes left. Panthers desperate to get a couple more goals to get this game evened up. Kelly in his own zone. To Davis. They throw it down the ice. Foot race. No icing call. Middlebury's Bellucci comes up with it. Ahead to Conrad. Not much going there. Tufts in front of their own bench. Comes in over the Middlebury line. Gentle shot into the far corner. Panthers at center ice. Crisscross to the right side. The lineman shoots it around behind the net. Stevens pinches in from the point. Stevens with it on the far boards in the tough zone.
Extra
wrist shot. In front, Middlebury's pulled the goalie with 3 minutes left. They have the extra attacker, Neil Sinclair. Somebody's stick is broken. It's a Tufts player. Panthers. Neary at the slot. Wrist shot in front. Stevens hits the side of the net. He had Pulte down and out, and he hit the side of the net. Neary to Stevens. Top of the slot. Dawson around the horn in front. Shot deflected into the corner. Allen back to the point. Shot. Save. As yet another stick, I think, breaks out there. And finally, the mayhem stops with the Panthers all over Pulte in the Jumbos.
That's, where's this been all period? Where's this been all game? If you're a Panther fan, you wish you could see this for 60 minutes.
There's a lot of intensity out there. The Panthers, they're not leaving anything on the ice tonight, I'll tell you that much. They're playing some good hockey here. 2:29, Middlebury's net is empty, so they've got six attackers.
Face-off was taken a little too quickly. Vinny Gesanti wasn't even ready for that draw. And the linesman, Jason Chatty, just dropped the puck. So he's going to get him in there again.
Gesanti wins it back to Neen. Left point. Down low to Conrad. Conrad tries to send back to the point. He does. To Casolito. Casolito walks it in, shoots it behind the net. Panthers in front. Gesanti had a great chance, but he shot it wide. In front again, Panthers just whacking at the puck. Finally, a little bit of arm wrestling. And tempers are flaring as the Jumbo's not liking all of the attention that Mark Pulte's getting, or Mason Pulte's getting in front of that net right now.
Oh, you have a 5-1 lead, and you start to whittle it down, and next thing you know, you're going to get some guys a little animated in front there. That's what the game is. And so I wonder if at some point the Tufts Jumbos call a timeout and the Panthers are going to have a power play out of all this holding.
All right. So that little altercation in front of the net puts a Tufts player in the box. Middlebury will now skate 6-on-4. Two minutes and 8 seconds left. Middlebury down by two goals.
Only problem is now Tufts can take pot shots at the open net.
Face off. Back to Dawson. Shot through the middle. Panthers can't get it. A shot over the crossbar by Neary. Jumbo's with it. Skating at center ice. Just take a long, lazy flip shot. Gesanti has it back in the Middlebury zone. 1:50 left. Panthers on the power play. Six attackers. No one in the Panther net. Goes all the way into the Jumbo zone. Stop. Dawson. Shot. Save. Rebound. Panthers can't get to it. Jumbo's backhanded down the ice. 1:33 left. Fresh penalty killers out for Pat Norton's Jumbos. Here come the Panthers. Neary. Center ice in front of the penalty box. Shoots it down and went into the crowd. A stoppage in play. 1:21 now left. Tufts 5, Middlebury 3. Panthers on the power play. The Panther net has been empty since about the 3-minute mark.
Panther hockey sponsored by Denneker Chevrolet, Route 7 South in Middlebury, and DennekerChevrolet.com, and Woodware Fine's Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
Face off at the center ice area. Jumbo's just backhanded into the Middlebury end. Back there for it, Dineen. Dineen clearing pass, stopped. Brown with it now in the corner.
And catch
Panthers
a ball.
Come away with it.
Catch the ball back in net for
catch
the moment.
Ball back in the net. He's now sprinting to the bench, though.
This is the last minute
of play. Jumbo's with the puck. Brown, bounce pass, going all the way down. Just going to be a little bit wide left of the Middlebury crease. 46 seconds. Panthers desperate for two goals. Try to press the attack. Shot down on goal. Hit the post. The best friend a goaltender has is a post. And even with Ketchupball out of the game, his best friend the post made that save for him. Over the line. One more time. Panthers in front. Shot. Pulte picks it off and hangs on for the save. 26 seconds remaining.
Just too little, too late. It really just, even with this power play, you know, maybe Panthers get one more back and really put some sweat into this game, but it's needed this in the second period.
Dawson, Neary, right side, shot in front, deflected. Stevens takes the shot. Jasanti to Neary, right point. Jasanti again. Jasanti back top of the slot. Neary, Dawson, one-time shot. In front, shot. Pulte hangs on. 8.4 seconds.
Yeah, for the Panthers, it's a lot. You can just put it right to that second period and first part of this third period when they were taking the penalties. That's ends up costing them in this game here this afternoon.
Well, it's true. I mean, they took the two power play penalties early in the third period. Without those, this is a whole different game. Flipped out to center ice. Dawson, one last shot. Long shot in on goal. That's going to do it. There goes the horn, and the game is over. Middlebury falling to Tufts by a score of 5-3. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Holiday cheer at Village Gifts. Cheer for savings on unique holiday gifts this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. All Willow Tree figurines and snow babies are 20% off. And the Bargain Hut will be open with new toys and gifts 50 to 70% off. Village Gifts for the holidays. Route 15, Jericho. Looking for unique holiday gifts for that special someone on your list? Visit the Museum Store at Shelburne Museum for local and handmade gifts. Open daily from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information, visit shelburnemuseum.org.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one-stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergennes. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in their very competitive lending rates, low-fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your accounts, you'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. You'll like doing business with them. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And this is Martin Clark.
Martin, the Christmas tree looks crooked. It's making the ornaments look lopsided.
It's fine.
No, it's not. It's crooked. It needs to be tilted a little more to the left. Can you fix that?
Fine. Okay, how's that?
Not quite right. Maybe to the right.
Okay.
Wait, maybe a little to the left, or spin it a little.
Spin it? Fine, I'll spin it.
Easy, Martin, you're making the ornaments fall off.
I noticed.
You know, Martin, we should get one of those perfect tree stands, the kind with the straightening foot pedal. What do you think?
I think it might be a little late for that.
For just what you need for all your home projects, from Christmas lights to ornaments and the perfect tree stand, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and on Route 7 in Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Kim Lauer, Brett Luthner here at Kenyon Arena, where the Panthers fell this afternoon by a score of 5-3 to the Tufts Jumbos. It was a valiant effort by the Panthers late in that third period. But as Brett said, it was too little, too late. The scoring parade for Tufts started off very early in that third period. At 3:49, Tufts, again on a 5-on-3 power play opportunity, lights the lamp. Two men in the penalty box for the next minute and 10 seconds. 5-on-3 hockey. Tufts in the Middlebury zone. Brian Brown behind the net. Sends it back to Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh walks on in. In front shot. Score! Sean Kavanaugh. Another 5-on-3 power play goal. And Tufts extends the lead 4-1. Brown picking up the assist on that Kavanaugh goal. Then just a little under 3 minutes later, Tufts again on a power play. This time it's Scroggins picking up the goal. Farinacci and Stahl with the assist. Over the Middlebury line. Brown drop pass to Scroggins. Goes into the corner. Farinacci with it. To Brown. Shot from the side. Score! Brown dishes off. Tufts puts it home from the short side, and it's another power play goal for Tufts as they extend their lead to 5-1. Then Coach Neil Sinclair calls a timeout. And from what we could see here, it was a very impassioned plea to his team, and whatever he said worked wonders. At 10:54, Mitch Allen picks up his first goal as a Panther. It was a power play goal. Stevens with it one more time, around behind the net. To Allen. Allen, right side to Neary. Neary in front, one touch, a score! Neary over to Allen, and the Panthers come up with the second goal of the night. At this point, Middlebury, all of a sudden, a lot of new life. A lot of zip in their step. They're moving their feet. And they were rewarded one more time at the 14:04 mark. Greg Conrad picks up his second goal of the season and the second goal of the game. Nick Balboa turns around, shot just goes wide of the crease. Finally, Middlebury able to clear it out down the ice as the penalty is expired. Panthers 2-on-1 coming on, goes, score! Greg Conrad fresh as a daisy right out of the penalty box. Puts it home, and Middlebury closes the gap to 5-3. Unfortunately, that's as close as it got. Panthers, a lot of pressure. They pulled the goalie with 3 minutes left in the game. Lots of pressure. They had a penalty just as right toward the end of that game, but not able to find a couple extra goals in their backpack.
Now, and the end result, Kim, is when you look at it, Tufts 3-for-9 with the man advantage here this afternoon. 9 power play opportunities to your opponent, 2 of them in a 5-on-3 variety. That's really what ends up being the difference here. Because you take those 3 power plays off, including the 2 5-on-3s, and it's only 2 goals that Tufts is scoring, and it's a much different game.
It is. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services of One Credit Union on Green Street in Vergennes do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
The Stars of the Game brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury. Locally owned and locally operated by people you know.
Our third star of the game, Greg Conrad. He had two goals in the game. He gets our number three star. We also want to give honorable mention to Mitch Allen for scoring his first career collegiate goal in this game as well. And Andrew Neary had two assists. But third star goes to Greg Conrad from Middlebury. Second star from Tufts, that is Tyler Scroggins, number 10. He had a goal and an assist here this afternoon. And the number one star of the game goes to the man that got two goals for the Tufts Jumbos, and that is Sean Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh, the number one star of the game here this afternoon for the Tufts Jumbos.
The stars of the game brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury, locally owned and locally operated by people you know. Next up for the Panthers, another home weekend this coming weekend. It's going to be against Hamilton and Amherst. The Friday night contest starts at 7 p.m. The Friday night contest starts at 7 p.m. against the Hamilton Continentals, and then the Saturday afternoon at 3 p.m. game against the Amherst Lord Jeffs.
Hamilton's been playing well coming into this game, so that's going to be, and by the way, looking at the scoreboard, Hamilton beat Wesleyan 2-0, so they're going to be riding high coming into that. Williams beat Connecticut College 8-4. And the other one, Trinity, is up on Amherst, started the third period 3-2. So you're talking now, Hamilton's going to be coming into this game having won again today. So they're now on the season in the league or in the conference. They've gotten themselves their second win. They're 2-0-1 now. And it's going to be dangerous for Middlebury. There's no easy game going forward with Hamilton and Amherst before they play the Holiday Classic here at Kenyon Arena. So they got to... Can we please bottle up what we saw in the last 10 minutes?
You got to be able to take a lot of positives out of that last 10 minutes. It was a very excellent last half of that third period, and if they can take that, spread that over 60 minutes, then I think the Continentals are going to have a real surprise in their hands when they come a knocking here at Kenyon Arena.
Yeah, it'll be surprising, but what we saw last season, even though Hamilton put a lot of shots on goal, they weren't able to score many, but then Liam Moorfield, he stood on his head in a couple of those games. But I think you're going to see another tight affair between the two teams. Might be another one, hopefully another 1-1, 2-1 type of deal. I wouldn't mind seeing a Middlebury overtime win. It would be nice. But, they always play. Look, Middlebury and Hamilton, we know the rivalry between the football teams. We know the history between the two schools, and hopefully it carries over with the hockey and the Panthers step up and put forth a good effort.
All right, the final score from here, 5-3,
Tufts beats the Panthers. For Jim Tighe, our excellent engineer back in the studio, and Brett Luthner, my color commentator, this is Kim Lower. Good night from Kenyon Arena.
You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK. Panther Hockey all season long on WVTK is brought to you in part by
One Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together. OneCU.org, 7 Green Street in Virgins. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol. Sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge. Join the movement and support local farms. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your true value hardware store. Autumn Gold Jewelry, they have the Earth's Most Beautiful Gifts, Main Street in Middlebury. The National Bank of Middlebury, offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs with branches in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, Virgins, and online at nbmvt.com. LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury, LaBerge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 in Middlebury. Jello Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. Woodware Fine Furniture, offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting and bedding, Route 7 South in Middlebury. Lathrop Forest Products, for more than six generations, Lathrop Forest Products has been proudly serving landowners with a full array of logging and land clearing services. Their professional crew is dedicated to helping clients in logging and timber management, South Street in Middlebury. And Denneker Chevrolet, Route 7 South of Middlebury, and at DennekerChevrolet.com.
For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WVTK.